field. For the first time in the national survey, Newt Gingrich is leading the race. CNN polling director Keating Holland tells us Republicans apparently like what they hear from the former House Speaker.
His timing is right. He's peaking at the right time. But I think it's not just coincidence. It has a lot to do with his performance in the debates. It has a lot to do with his background. It has an awful lot to do with the fact that he is very conversant on a wide variety of issues. And a lot of Republicans are beginning to like what they hear from him.
Leaders at the University of California, Davis are apologizing for campus police pepper spraying protesters who did not appear to be forcibly resisting the officers. The campus police chief and two officers are on leave. In a recorded statement posted on YouTube, State Board of Regents Chair Sherry Lansing says she's shocked and appalled.
We regents share your passion and your conviction for the University of California. And we want all of you to know that we fully and unequivocally support your right to protest peacefully.
New violence broke out between protesters and police near Cairo's main square today. Political factions promised to hold a sit-in at the square, demanding the immediate resignation of the military leadership running the country. At least 24 people are reported dead in recent violence there. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Hello?
You camping outside that appliance store? In the cold?
Anything for Black Friday deals.
Now consider this your wake-up call.
Wake up early for Sears Black Friday event from 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Save 30 to 50% off appliance door buster items featured in our ad. 30% off Kenmore Elite, plus an extra 5% off with your Sears card.
Thanks for the tip.
Here's another. Traffic's picking up. You want to take the interstate.
Think you know where to go on Black Friday? Think again. Sears, number one in appliances. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Limited quantities while supplies last. Offers valid 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. 11/25/2011.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Give me 30 seconds because I've got some financial information that could make a big difference in your life. Mortgage interest rates are the lowest we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, and MLS number 3030.
This really has turned into a year to forget for Hewlett-Packard, and last quarter was no exception. HP is reporting a profit drop of 91% from last year's third quarter to the just-completed one, the first with new CEO Meg Whitman at the helm. It also has slashed its business outlook and once again has redefined its strategy, which includes no more big acquisitions, such as its takeover of Autonomy back in August. Following a tumultuous year, Whitman says HP has nowhere to go now but up. Get your act together or we'll do it for you. That's the gist of a warning from regulators to Bank of America telling the big bank it will face enforcement actions such as limits on its business activities if it does not get its company, especially the Merrill Lynch division, stronger. Trading around the world mostly higher today as investors search for bargains. S&P futures right now gaining 5 points. Most markets in Europe gaining about 0.5%. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit AMDAwareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at AMDAwareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Attention. Attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-517-6933. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-517-6933. 1-800-517-6933.
Hello?
You camping outside that appliance store? In the cold?
Anything for Black Friday deals.
Now consider this your wake-up call.
Wake up early for Sears Black Friday event from 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Save 30 to 50% off appliance door buster items featured in our ad. 30% off Kenmore Elite, plus an extra 5% off with your Sears card.
Thanks for the tip.
Here's another. Traffic's picking up. You want to take the interstate.
Think you know where to go on Black Friday? Think again. Sears, number one in appliances. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Limited quantities while supplies last. Offers valid 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. 11/25/2011.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-2611.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Tribbiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Tribbiano.
Oh, I think my staff is messing with me this morning. Yes, I do. Good Tuesday morning. First shifters. Yes. Okay, anyway, we're fine. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for punching in on this Tuesday morning. It's a short work week for many of us, including Jeff Anthony and I. So we've got today and tomorrow, and we've got plenty of great information to get to you as we work our way through the next couple of days. I have a monumental day today, as today I quit smoking. Well, I haven't yet, but I will be. And the plan is to do it, well, it wasn't necessarily to do it publicly, but I guess I just did. I'm going to a hypnotist later on today. So it's time. It's just time to quit for a variety of reasons, but it's a little bit nerve-wracking. Don't mind to tell you, it created a little anxiety as I got up this morning, you know, and how sad that is. The first thing I thought of is, when I end the day today, I will be a non-smoker. Of course, that should be a good thought, right? But it really wasn't. I'm just being honest. I'll get through this. And the chances are those in my life will suffer greatly as a result until I do get through it. But we'll save that for another time. In the meantime, let's take a look at what we've got going on today. In this hour, we're going to visit with Grover Norquist. Well, not in person, but certainly we've got some audio. Those of you that don't know who Grover Norquist is, you will by the time we end this charade in this first hour. We also, in the 7 o'clock hour, will visit with Michael Mulholland with AFSCME Local 207. Of course, between the mayor and the city council yesterday, anywhere from 1,000 to 2,300 city jobs must be cut. Unions must make another sacrifice, and I'm sure that Michael has something to say about all that. We'll visit with him. We will occupy Detroit. Will occupy First Shift at 7:50. As I'm sure many of you know, they broke camp last night, very peacefully. So Shannon will be with us again this morning, and we'll find out what's going on about that transition, how it's all going to work, etc. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. And of course, my good friend and yours, Chris Mihalakis, will be with us in the 8 o'clock hour. He's headed to Lansing later on today. The workers' comp bill goes to committee. There will be discussion. Will they listen to both sides? I think we know the answer. That doesn't mean we don't try, right? Well, of course, right. We always try. With all that said, let's go ahead and get this thing going.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Opportunity. Yes, today is the day of opportunity. Our first word today is opportunity. Whether we're talking about the workers' comp bill, there's an opportunity to set the Republicans straight. Everywhere we look on today's schedule, it's about an opportunity to communicate. It's about an opportunity to educate and inform. It's about an opportunity to move something from point A to point B. Opportunity. This is all, of course, the season of thanks, but it's also a season of opportunity. In fact, there is no off-season for opportunity, is there? I think that we have to just start framing things in a more positive way, and we need to have goals. And in order to have goals, that gives us, of course, opportunity. And so we need to start, you know, we really need to make a more concerted effort to start looking at different facets of what it is we're looking to accomplish so that opportunity continues to provide some kind of cornucopia, I'll use a seasonal word, a cornucopia of opportunity. I, for one, am all about opportunity. I like to provide it. I like to have it. I like to explore it. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose, but I always like to have opportunity. And not unlike, well, what we're just about to get into, there's always opportunity. And that is today's first word. And, of course, now we have the opportunity, and I will take that opportunity and welcome back, as we do every morning at this time, our producer, Mr. Jeff Radford, who was busy putting together the best of shows for Thursday and Friday. And I think you're done now, right?
Yeah, just about.
Okay, just about. Well, that means no, you're not done. Am I interrupting something?
No, just looking around.
Okay, it's a small room. Anything you're not familiar with in there, let me know, and we'll get somebody to give you a tour.
All right, thanks. I appreciate you looking out for me.
Yeah, all right. See, that's just it. I don't know what's going on in there right now, but something's going on in there right now. I just know. I can just tell. I can tell by the energy. See, this is where my quitting smoking factors into what you do. Because you don't want to, you know, push me over the edge on anything. You want to make sure that things are nice and peaceful for me for the next, I don't know, 10 or 12 months. All right, so maybe not that long. I should be over it, I would think, within a year, don't you?
I gotcha.
All right.
All right, here we go, finally.
All right, so what's going on? What was going on in there?
Apparently, the headphones in here are broke.
So oh, okay.
I need to find some headphones that actually worked.
All right. Well, that's fine. Well, we got you now, and that's what matters. See, but I could tell there was something going on.
You're perceptive. What can I say? Can't put anything past you.
That's not true. I wish it were, but it's not. In the meantime, Yowza, congratulations to Justin Verlander. What do you say? I mean, what do you say about a guy that... did you give us some Verlander audio? No, you didn't.
Yeah, there's some there.
Oh, yeah, at the very bottom. Why don't we go ahead and play that?
Couldn't believe it. I got the phone call actually probably 15 minutes later than I got the Cy Young call. So I had told myself that it wasn't going to happen because I got the phone call late. I figured somebody else got the call. About right the time I was saying that was when I got the phone call, and it was just, a weight off my shoulders and, just pure elation, really. You know, not even in my wildest dreams had I thought of this. I want to say this is a dream come true. I can't say that because my dream had already come true. It was to win a Cy Young, and, the next dream is to win a World Series. This wasn't even on my radar until the talk started. But, now that it's over, looking back, somebody – that I told you guys was an idol of mine growing up, Roger Clemens, was the last starting pitcher to do it. And that means a lot to me to be the successor to that, I guess, to be the next starting pitcher to win an MVP. Coming from the last starting pitcher was my idol.
All right. What an awesome feeling that must be, Jeff. And I loved that part of his soundbite where he says, it wasn't even – I already achieved my dream. So that was, to me, that is a great soundbite. I just love that because he doesn't devalue the Cy Young because, I can see how that might happen, but he doesn't. I mean, he certainly gives that the weight it deserves and then says, yeah, this is just, monumental. It's imagine what it's like to be Justin Verlander this morning.
Yeah, but isn't that soundbite also the reason why most people didn't want to give it to, well, not most people, obviously enough people gave it to him because he's a pitcher, but people who don't want to give the MVP to a pitcher is because of that soundbite right there. They have an award. It's the Cy Young. That's the award pitchers hold in the highest regard. And then the MVP is just, icing on the cake.
Yes, but, what's wrong with little icing on your cake?
No, nothing. Hey, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
I mean,
for the most part, he said his dream growing up was Cy Young. Now, maybe it's because he didn't think that MVP, or you just don't really put it in. It's not part of the thought process of, achieving the most you can at your position. Pitchers achieve the Cy Young. The MVP, like I said, the MVP is like, hey, I'll take it. No problem, but for me, it's the Cy Young.
Well, I could also make the argument of the Golden Glove. you know, if I'm the best at my position and I'm recognized for that, isn't the MVP icing on the cake?
No, come on. Hitters don't grow up wishing that. And then pitchers can get a gold glove as well. So it's, you know, hitters, you take, I think the icing on the cake is the gold glove. You want the MVP, and the gold glove is just something like, okay, I'll take it, but it's not like, a, you know, I didn't grow up wishing I would always get the gold glove.
Well, I'm just, ultimately, I think that this is just wonderful.
I think, me too.
I'm just, and, you know, part of it is, again, he's handling this so well, Jeff. And I know you've read, maybe you haven't, because I know you've been really busy. You went to the Brady Hoke press conference yesterday, so I know you've been really busy the last day or so. So I don't know how much time you've had to read. I have had more time, I think, than you have. And, you know, he just, everything he's talking about, it's, you know, he's reaching out to other teammates. He's certainly including Alex Avila, Jose Valverde, Joaquin Benoit, in every conversation he's having. He's not forgetting anybody at all, and that's wonderful. And he's not doing it, Jeff, because he's got to do it. You can just tell the sincerity. Yeah, I think I can. I think you can just hear the sincerity in his voice and the appreciation he has for his teammates. And he's truly, truly honored to get this award.
Yeah, and that's how you'd want somebody from Detroit to represent the city. So I perfectly done.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, that was well said. You're right. That is well said. By the way, his contract, in his contract, he received $500,000 bonus for winning the Cy Young, but there was nothing in his no language in his contract for winning the MVP. You got to wonder if Mr. Ilitch might do something. You know, I don't know. Do you think he might do a little something for JV?
I think he did a little something already.
No.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, I've seen. In fact, I know he probably will get presented with, like, a Chevy car or something. I'm pretty sure that, you know, Chevy will do something like that on the field for
him. All right. Well, we'll find out. We'll come back. We got a lot more to get to. Obviously, it's early in the morning. Thank you for punching in. We'll get to the phones in a bit. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. And on Twitter, at Tony Trupiano. All right. We're getting ready for that turkey. I know I'm ready. We'll take the break and be right back. Thanks for punching in. This is 1310 WDTW.
Happy holidays, Detroit. This is Attorney Richard Bernstein thanking all the listeners out there who make this city work every day to make this city stronger. The listeners of this show are the backbone, the people who fight, the people who make a difference, and they're the people that I love the most.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. Coming down M53, we look pretty good as you head in toward 59 Hall Road area. Not seeing any real slowdowns, although the traffic is picking up. And plenty of us still have to go to work despite the holiday week, but we're just not seeing any kind of real issues or delays.
This holiday season, light every door with select energy-efficient holiday LED light strings and save $3 instantly at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is going to be rain throughout the day. Look for a high near 47. Tonight, rain, a low near 38. Tomorrow, though, sunny skies and 51. And on Thanksgiving Day, look for sunny skies and a high of 53. Right now, it's hazy and 36 at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes. Green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected. Like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick?
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
It's the Toys R Us After Thanksgiving sale with over 150 doorbusters. And we're your first stop when doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night. Plus bonus doorbusters 5 a.m. Friday. Hurry in for our lowest prices ever. Like 50% off hot toys from top brands like Barbie, Crayola, LeapFrog, Fastlane, and more. Get huge savings earlier than ever before. Doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thursday night. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Local store hours may vary. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or toysrus.com for details.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Again, I want to thank everybody for punching in as the excitement of the holiday approaches. Our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day is, will you be headed out to the Thanksgiving Day Parade in Detroit? So far, everybody's saying no, but I know it's well attended. And I think it just gets bigger and better every year. I haven't been for years, but It's a rush. It's a rush. Let's go to the phones and welcome Afton. Afton, welcome to First Shift. Sweet Pea, how are you today?
Hello, how are you this morning?
Good. This is my goddaughter, my niece, the love of my life. How are you, baby?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. Did you get my message a couple weeks ago?
I did. I've just been busy. Haven't had a chance to call you back.
That's okay. I know you're busy. That's why I left the message I left. I know you're busy. I just miss thinking about you, sweetheart, and I just want to let you know that.
Well, I love you and thank you. I actually just got off work and I heard that you're quitting smoking today. And can I please just tell you how proud I am of you?
Well, thank you. Maybe I haven't quit yet, so don't get too proud of me. But
but the fact that you have the will to do it, and it'll bring plenty of opportunity to your life. And I know Mom quit smoking a little over a year ago, and it's made a world of difference for her.
Oh, absolutely. She's part of my inspiration, to be honest with you.
Well, I just wanted to call and say congratulations, and I love you, and I wish you the best.
Thank you. I understand.
And I'm actually going to...
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say I'm going to get ready and head inside. I just got off work.
Okay. So when did you start working the midnight shift?
Well, I'm working overnight for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. And I understand we're not going to see you Thanksgiving Day?
No, I don't think so.
That's all right. I understand. Hey, well, listen, I understand. With the schedule the two of you work and with those two babies, it's hard to just, to get on a normal schedule. So know that you will be missed, and, of course, you are loved.
Well, I love you.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to go to sleep now.
Absolutely. Yes, do that. Thank you, Afton, so much. I love you very much, sweetheart.
I love you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Just a great kid. She's not a kid. She's an adult now. She got married two kids, and she's not a kid. But she's a wonderful, wonderful person. And my sister's daughter, my goddaughter, as I said, my niece, and just a great person. Anyway, Jeff, quickly back to Justin Verlander, and again, just loved. I just want to say I love everything about what this young man. To me, he's a young man. I'm 50 years old. He's not. I just love everything this young man represents. And you had said that at the very end of that last segment. And I didn't want to let that go to the wayside because, you know, he is a source of pride for the team and for the city right now. Again, he's so sincerely appreciative of what's going on, and I'm thrilled by it. Thrilled by it.
How funny is it that he signed his contract, I think it was the beginning, or it was right around this time last year, It's funny because if they waited one more year, he comes off of an MVP and Cy Young year. You're probably paying a little bit more than what you put down last year.
He still did okay.
He's doing fine.
He's doing just fine.
But with, you know, with that added to your resume, man, again, I know people love to bash management of the Tigers and Dave Dombrowski, but they signed Cabrera before he blew up, you know, as far as stats go. And now you're seeing, you know, Pujols and Prince Fielder asking for way more money than what they've got Cabrera signed for. And same with Verlander. I mean, Verlander, MVP Cy Young now. You know, how much could that get him on the open market?
A lot of money. Well, I would imagine. Now, this will be interesting to see if what kind of endorsements he gets off of this. You know, traditionally, with the exception of Ndamukong Suh, you know, Detroit athletes don't really get big national endorsement deals.
Calvin Johnson, I know, has an Acura deal. And that's pretty prominent. I think it's him, and I can't remember who the girl is that
she's hot.
But, oh, yeah, snowboarder? Is that what it is? I don't know. Anyway,
she's still hot.
The two of them do the Acura commercials. But other than that, yeah, it doesn't seem like... outside of Dr. Romani, which isn't national, but
there's a lot of
Detroit stars that do those commercials.
You know, that's free LASIK is what that, or what is it, LASIK is what it is. Anyway, it'll be interesting because that could be millions upon millions of dollars, depending on what kind of deal he puts together. So anyway, congratulations to Justin Verlander. And we have to mention, and the University of Michigan's basketball team is kicking ass and taking names, beating number 8 Memphis yesterday handily. I think it was 73-61 in the Maui Invitational. And I realize they played Duke, and that's going to be a tough game. But still, Jeff, they're playing well.
Well, that was their first game where I would actually put some credit to it. The first three games were fine-tuning so that you can go to Maui and actually do what they did. And I'm surprised. I can't deny that I'm surprised when you lose Darius Morris, who last year, as the Wall Street Journal liked to point out, was 53% of your offense.
The Wall Street Journal pointed that out?
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal, for some reason, has a real affinity for Michigan sports because they print articles about Michigan football and basketball a lot. Which is
really?
Kind of weird.
I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
But yeah, they had this whole article breaking down Michigan basketball, and maybe it was more than that. I can't remember. He was a large part of their offense. And now you plug a true freshman right in, Trey Burke. And I'll temper it. I'm going to be happy, obviously, for the win over Memphis. We'll see what happens versus Duke, but with a true point, you're going to have high times, and you're going to have, or with a true freshman at point, you're going to have high times, and you're going to also, you're going to have those season struggles as well.
Well, no question, but you know, this early on, it's just good to see them having a little success, and you know, it's not like Memphis was I think a quicker team, a bigger team to beat them by what 11, 12 points is it's a complete victory for them, and it's something they. That I think gives them a little confidence moving forward. I'm not naively thinking now that, you know, they're ready to beat Duke, but certainly it should be a competitive game.
Well, you know, though, they came close in the tournament last year. That's what everyone's looking forward to this rematch because of how close the game was in the second round of the tournament last year.
Right.
And it's all, you know, it's Beeline's vision coming to fruition, which people didn't know if it would ever happen. But now you're seeing, you know, they got the shooters on the outside. They got the... point guard that can set things up, and they've got a big time recruit coming in next year for the post. It's starting to come together.
It's all hard work, and it's about what, Jeff? Opportunity.
Wow, way to tie that back in.
Hey, you know,
you've done this before.
Once or twice. Anyway, just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. Tomorrow, of course, we'll get into our predictions for Thursday's big game at Ford Field. I don't remember the last time I was this excited about a Thanksgiving Day game. But Jeff, it certainly merits mentioning that the Detroit Lions and the New Orleans Saints game has been moved to Sunday night national television. Your favorite
football
program.
What
Sunday
did I tell
night,
you?
December 4th.
The best. slot on the weekends is Sunday night. Everyone watches that game. And so the fact that they've been flexed to it shows you people want to see the Lions.
Well, is that what it tells you?
That's what it tells me.
Fair enough. You know, it's just I don't like it because, again, it takes them away from that 1 o'clock slot that I covet. But that's okay. We need to take a quick break here, folks. So when we come back, the Super Committee has a super... zero. No opportunity there. They can't come to an agreement. Who's at the center of this? No one, none other than Grover Norquist. Who is he? Well, if you don't know, we're going to give you an opportunity to taste a little bit of what he is when we continue. Feel free to join us, by the way, 888-552-3595. The happiest of Thanksgiving holidays to you. We'll take the break, and First Shift continues right after we take this quick break.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, brought to you by McDonald's. As you come down I-75, we're moving along pretty well. Those who are trying to come in through Auburn Hills, heading toward 59, we look good there. As you head all the way down toward maybe the 696, and it's a long drive. A lot of folks do it, though, trying to get either onto or past the Ruther. We're still doing pretty well so far.
Drive through McDonald's today and try the new McCafe Peppermint Mocha. It's a perfect blend of smooth espresso and chocolate syrup with a hint of peppermint and freshly steamed milk. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is going to be rain throughout the day. Look for our high near 47. Tonight, rain, a low near 38. Tomorrow, though, sunny skies and 51. And on Thanksgiving Day, look for sunny skies and a high of 53. Right now, it's hazy and 36 at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week. A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
This holiday season, how about having an Earth dinner? Not that you'd eat Earth, but that you and others would gather around the table to celebrate the bounty of our good green Earth. This is not just another meal, but a festive opportunity to have friends and family revel in the culture of food. Most of us don't realize that our dinner tells many stories, embodying our personal histories, family memories, music, art, and other connections besides our tummies. To help reawaken those cultural links in a way that can be tasty, touching, and fun, the folks at Organic Valley Family of Farms have come up with the novel idea of Earth Dinners. The concept simply involves throwing some sort of dinner party at which food is not merely consumed, but also is the focus of table talk, reminiscing, singing, laughing, game playing, and whatever else you can dream up. It can be a potluck dinner, a buffet, a five-course gourmet meal, a backyard barbecue, whatever suits you. The key is to know something about the food being served, where it came from, the history of some of its ingredients, songs written about it, and so on. The goal is to get everyone connecting in some personal or cultural way to the dinner as it progresses. Ask guests to tell about their very first food memory or to recall any family member who was a farmer or a jolly cook. Invite people of diverse backgrounds and all ages. Ask a farm family to join you, or a cheesemaker, or others involved in producing food. Then, eat, talk, enjoy. This is Jim Hightower saying, to help you get started, Organic Valley's website offers a sort of Earth Dinner Starter Kit. It includes tips on everything from menus to party favors, as well as providing reports on successful dinners that others have put together. Check it out at www.earthdinner.org. That's earthdinner.org. And have a good time.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
tweet, tweet.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupino.
Hey, welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, a cold Tuesday morning. By the way, we're expecting rain later on today, so it may be a very interesting day weather-wise. But we're going to turn our attention to the phones before we start talking about Super Grover Norquist. And let's welcome Dave in Farmington once again to First Shift. Dave, happy Thanksgiving. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, too, and may God bless you in your endeavor and kicking the habit.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to need a little help from God on this one, I can assure you.
Yeah, my father struggled for years before he died with it. you know, I talked to you yesterday about the workman's comp amendments that's gone through the House or being reconsidered in the House. Bill 5002?
Yes.
They're having, there's a rally today at Lansing at noon. If anybody's free, might want to be able to go down there. Also, one of our local congressmen, Congressman Kowal, represents the White Lake Novi area.
Yes.
Sits on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a, it might be a good idea to, write, call, communicate with Mr. Kowal. In some way or form, to ask them to, you know, consider the moral values, associated with the bill.
Yeah, they need to call. There's actually, and we're going to be talking with Chris Mihalakis at 8 o'clock about this very issue. There is a hearing today at 2 o'clock, and, Mr. Kowal will, of course, be chairing that committee. He needs to hear from us before 2 o'clock today. He needs to hear from us in mass. Dave?
Just happen to have Mr. Kowal's number.
Well, why don't we share that? Absolutely.
Okay, that's a 517 area code.
Okay.
373-1758.
517-373-1758. Let us also post that to the Facebook page and get people to pick up the phone. I was just going to say, Dave, not unlike the anti-bullying legislation, enough of us were outraged they actually changed it. So they can do that with this bill as well. Dave, thanks so much for punching in with us this morning and letting us know about the rally and getting us that phone number. And hopefully we'll have some effect on that. All right, let's go on. The super committee, as many of you know, Congress put together this super committee that was, in effect, supposed to find a way to cut trillions of dollars of our debt. They couldn't come to an agreement. Mostly because the Republicans refused to raise taxes. Because they took a pledge from the Americans Against Taxpayers or whatever Grover Norquist group is. So Grover Norquist is this guy that put this little tax pledge together, and almost every single Republican member in the House and in the Senate have signed it that said, I will not raise taxes. Now Jeff, help me out here just a little bit. The gridlock Grover thing. What is that Grover on something? I'm not familiar with that piece of audio.
It's the audio you sent me last night.
All right, so let's hold that off on that. Let's go on to the Wolf Blitzer on CNN. Sat down with Grover Norquist and talked about the super committee's failure. Although not everybody sees it as a failure, although it is a failure to come to an agreement with how to cut taxes. Grover, of course, blames the Democrats. Here we go.
Look, Harry Reid and President Obama are in a difficult position. They can't say to the American people, we've spent the country into bankruptcy over the last 3 years. Bush spent too much, but we took it into hyperspeed, and we want you to raise your taxes to pay for our more spending, and the Republicans won't let us raise your taxes to pay for our more spending. Instead, Obama and Reid and some of the other Democrats want to blame me, which is sort of funny.
But it's your organization that got that pledge from them.
Well, the pledge, of course, is to the American people. It's not, as Patty Murray...
But it's your organization that got them to make that pledge.
Well, we share it with people.
All right, they share it with people. First of all, you know, in understanding the partisanship, including my own, But Grover Norquist is, of course, not properly presenting what Harry Reid and President Obama is doing. They're not trying to raise the taxes on the middle class, and for, in fact, the exact opposite is true. They're trying to raise the taxes on those that make $250,000 a year or more. And actually, I think in effect, it's $1 million a year or more. Still a lot of people, still raises a lot of revenue. So let's get that framed properly. Number two, as we go on to our next piece of audio, the Republicans, of course, have taken or signed this pledge that says, I will not raise taxes. What would happen if they relented? What would happen? And by the way, I had posted a piece. My buddy Jim Collins sent me an article from Rolling Stone yesterday morning that I read with great interest and fascination. It was quite long, but it was fascinating. It was a quick read on why the GOP have become the party of the rich. You got to read it. You'll find it on the Facebook page. It's from yesterday. You have got to read it. It is a fascinating read. Anyway, with that said, there was a time when the Republicans, in the way that this article was written, it starts off, and I don't want to ruin it, so I don't want to reference it any more than that, but there was a time when the Republicans were the party of some kind of fiscal sanity. Not anymore. And this is what Grover Norquist says would happen if a Republican were to relent and do what was right for the country instead of what is right for Grover Norquist.
They don't have to worry about me coming after them. They'd have to answer to their constituents, to the people in their state. They didn't promise me anything. They promised the people of their states and their congressional districts that
would you target them for defeat if they had done that?
Here's the good news. I wouldn't have to, because the entire establishment press would announce which Republicans were for tax increases. They would have a problem there.
Yeah, and so he's assuming that, you know, and again, keeping in mind, the majority of people have no problem with raising taxes on those that are doing quite well in our society. So how would they do that without Grover Norquist's help? I don't know. Now, I got to admit that this next piece of audio, I don't understand foundationally what he's referencing with regard to taxing the poor. But this is what Grover Norquist had to say about the president taxing the poor.
What Obama did when he ran for president was he promised he would never raise taxes on anyone who earned less than $250,000 a year. 16 days into his presidency, his first tax increase was on billionaires, cigarette smokers. The only person in this country who makes more than $250,000 a year and smokes cigarettes is named Barack Obama. That was a tax on lower-income Americans 16 days into the presidency. Politicians who promise they're only going to tax the rich, this is called trickle-down taxation. They tell you they're going to tax rich people, and before you know it, they're taxing you. The alternative minimum tax, the tax to pay for the Spanish-American War on rich people who own phones. 100 years later, everybody in America is
John Kerry.
So delusional. I mean, the guy's just delusional. First of all, I love that. You know, the only one that makes $250,000 a year and more and smokes is Barack Obama. Or Urbama. Isn't that what we call him, Urbama? It's a ridiculous assertion. All right. Now, what kind of influence does Grover Norquist have over the American people, over members of Congress? You know, if you didn't see him on 60 Minutes this weekend, you know, and again, Wolf Blitzer, who's interviewing him here, you know, a lot of people are calling him the most powerful man in America. That's quite a label, folks. This is what Grover Norquist had to say on the Democrats claiming that he's putting perhaps too much pressure on Republicans.
That's what Democrats say because they can't deal with the fact that the American people and voters and the Republicans who were elected do not want to raise taxes and won't raise taxes. The problem we have is Obama, Reid, and Pelosi have spent too much money in the last several years. They've added trillions of dollars to the debt. The only way to solve overspending is to spend less. Raising taxes does not reduce spending.
No, it doesn't reduce spending, but it does reduce debt. And I don't know what about that Grover Norquist doesn't get. Again, quick history lesson. Ronald Reagan raised taxes, I think, 19 times during his presidency because he was attempting to balance the budget. President Bill Clinton balanced the budget by raising taxes. The American people are not adverse to paying more taxes, as we just saw in the recent round of local elections on all these Headley override amendments, because they understand in order to maintain service, it costs money. So the American people are willing to step up and do that. And I don't understand why Grover Norquist just doesn't wrap his mind around that. There's nothing wrong with admitting, not that he's wrong, I'm not saying that he's wrong. Nobody really wants to spend more on taxes, but they're willing to do it if it's for the right reason. That's all I'm saying. All right. Of course, everybody's been kind of focused heavily lately on Warren Buffett and the Buffett rule and all that stuff. This is what Grover Norquist had to say on good old Mr. Buffett.
I was very concerned about Warren Buffett's problem, so I sent him a letter. And the letter I sent him showed him where you can go on the IRS website and pay additional money if you'd like. And Steve Scalise, Republican congressman from Louisiana, has new legislation to have a Buffett line on the 1040. So it says, here's how much you owe. And then the next line, it says, if, like Warren Buffett, you want to spend more money because you think the government's smarter and better than you, add it right here. So Warren Buffett's problem is solved any moment he wants to write the check.
All right. Now, I'm just offended by that amendment, and I, well, maybe we'll save that for a different conversation, maybe in the next segment. But the bottom line here is that he's missing, and then he's not, and he's doing it purposely, but he's missing the bigger picture here. The, you know, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the wealth, again, I referenced this yesterday, a group of millionaires went to Congress last week and said, please raise our taxes. And yeah, they can voluntarily give that money, and it's not because they think the government's smarter and better than we are. That's not it. They understand that a sacrifice needs to be made somewhere, and they're willing to make that sacrifice. All right, very quickly, because it won't take long. You know what? It's not that all Grovers are bad. In fact, here's my favorite Grover, who makes more sense than the one we just listened to ever made.
Hello, everybody! It is I, your old pal, Super Grover! And that was me, too, only I was very far away, which is very fortunate, as today I am talking to you all about the letter F. Mm-hmm.
There you go. The only Grover that made sense to me in my lifetime. A quick break here. Feel free to give us a call. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. I am Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift, and you are listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
Chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, bringing holiday greetings to everybody, and I hope that everybody, in the spirit of the season, will reach out to their neighbors, to the homeless, those who lack food, those who lack the basics of life, and lend a helping hand in the spirit of the season.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
And joining us now is Cheryl Witten, the president of the Michigan Advisory Board for Blessings in a Backpack.
Blessings in a Backpack is a national organization. This teacher was concerned because she had kids in her school who came back from the weekend tired and hungry and by no means ready to learn. These children are on the free and reduced lunch program during
school week, but no one thought, what happens to these children when they go home on Friday? So came up with the very simple idea, let's pack a backpack with food to take home with them on Friday, and they would return their backpack on Monday to be refilled.
All right, so if I contact blessingsinabackpackmi.org, how do I get involved?
There is a page to make a donation, and then we as the Michigan Board will determine where the greatest need is.
Blessingsinabackpackmi.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
10 minutes before the top of the hour on this Tuesday program. If you are just joining us, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for punching in. We've been talking about Grover Norquist and his insistence on painting every single, well, not every single Republican in a corner, but just about to, you know, again, the pledge to not raise taxes no matter what. And certainly the more rabid right-wing Tea Party members of the Republican Party gladly did this. In fact, they ran on this platform, so it comes as no surprise. But it's hurting the country at this point. And as the super committee could not come to an agreement, and if you missed Meet the Press on Sunday, well, shame on you, because it really set up nicely what happened yesterday. And we really don't have time to go back and do that. There were the, I think this is Citizens for, you know what, I can tell you exactly who it is. Hold on one second. I got to find, yeah, here it is. Righty. The following audio is from the Citizens for, I can't find it. Where is it? United for a Fair Economy. Thank you. The organization United for a Fair Economy, they put a little ad together called Gridlock Grover, and let's go ahead and listen to that.
My conscience has compelled me to come to the floor today to voice concerns I have with the influence Grover Norquist, the president of the American for Tax Reform, has on the political process in Washington.
No one person is more responsible for gridlock in Washington than Grover Norquist, which is why I've called him the most powerful Republican in America.
Nearly 300 lawmakers on Capitol Hill who signed Grover Norquist's no tax pledge. And it basically means they put this pledge over their oath to the Constitution. The Constitution says that every lawmaker, every public official in this country has to put the Constitution first, put we the people first. Well, the people who signed this pledge have basically put their oath to Grover over their oath to the Constitution, and that's not right.
And by the way, what do you do to the ones that don't go along with you? You just let them go and give them a kiss goodbye? You blow kiss at them? No, you go after them and pressure them.
Well, I think which pledge is most important, David, is the pledge to uphold your oath to the Constitution of the United States, or a pledge from a special interest group who claims to speak for all of American conservatives when in fact they really don't.
Instead of fulfilling the pledge to uphold the Constitution, the majority's worked to fulfill campaign pledges to Grover Norquist and the far right.
And if they're pledged to keep that kind of unfairness in place, they should remember the last time I checked, the only pledge that really matters is the pledge we take to uphold the Constitution.
We have a letter urging Grover simply to come out and say that every public official should put their oath to the Constitution over his pledge or any other pledge and do the business of we the people. So we're going to send that to him. We're going to deliver that to his office at some point, and we want him to say that.
So we collected more than 13,000 messages from Americans at gridlockgrover.com telling Grover to put the Constitution first. And on November 17th, we delivered those messages to Grover Norquist at his office in Washington, D.C.
It should be the simplest thing in the world to say the Constitution trumps his pledge.
American government can work without people like you basically dictating to politicians what they have to sign to avoid your heat.
You think Grover Norquist is disliked by the left? Yeah, he definitively is. There's no real equivalent of a Grover Norquist on the left side of the aisle. I can't think of one. I really put some thought to this because there's not one. There's not one that is you know, pigeonhole people on positions and force them into a no-win situation and really holds the country hostage in a certain way. And, you know, let's be mindful. Grover Norquist has never been elected to anything.
Don't you think the Republicans should almost despise?
Well, a lot of the voices we heard in that ad were Republican voices. And I guess it's one of those piece of audio that it's kind of not fair to air it. But I liked what it had to say, so that's why we did it. But, yeah, a lot of those people were Republicans. And, Jeff, especially Republicans of the last generation despise this man. I mean, they despise this man.
You know, well, he's undercutting them, taking their power from them. If they can't choose for themselves, they have to basically go along with the pledge that he puts out.
Yeah, it's problematic. I mean, it's problematic on a multitude of levels. And it's really concerning. You know, it concerns me that, you know, the American people aren't outraged at some level by this stuff. But maybe we become so desensitized, Jeff, because there's so much stuff to be outraged about. That, you know, we don't even know where to begin anymore, or we just kind of, you know, throw our hands up in the air and go, well, whatever, can't, you know, just another one of those things, don't know what to tell you. But, yeah, he's definitely a cancer. This guy is a cancer on our society. And, listen, everybody has a right, a constitutional right to their opinion, and I'm not trying to take this guy's opinion away from him. But to know that he has raised millions upon millions of dollars, that he can go after any sitting member of Congress and fund a challenger and basically cost that member of Congress their seat. It's intimidation. You know, Jeff, can we even call it blackmail, perhaps?
In a weird way, yeah. I think you could. I mean, the influence he has over people, it's either, you know, do it his way or you're going to face a pretty significant consequence.
Right. And then you said that perfectly. Now, here again, let's carry this over to the other side of the aisle. And I can't think of a single person. I can't even think of an organization that has that kind of power over Democrats or progressives. I just can't think of anyone. And trust me, I've thought about it long and hard, and I can't think of anybody. And, you know, it just goes back to this idea that, you know, the Republican Party is a party of regressive of policies, of regressive politics. They are more concerned about, you know, selfishly protecting whatever they feel their turf is. And all it does is hold all of society back. And it's clear that the Republicans, and I hate to reiterate this information because it's getting old for me, too, but it's the truth. It's clear the Republicans don't want this president to succeed. I mean, that is crystal clear. But that's not enough. It's not enough that we know that. You know, that doesn't solve the problem. You know, what solves the problem is compromise and leadership and courage and a commitment to change. And if Republicans aren't committed to that, what happens over the next year? I mean, that's the real question we have to ask ourselves. You know, and is it fair for one guy by the name of Grover Norquist to hold the country hostage, you know, while we all suffer and we all are suffering, you know, and it's just so wrong. And the frustration level just keeps going up and up and up. It's one of those things where, and you begin to wonder, you know, especially after we get into the first of the year, because once the first of the year hits, which we're only, you know, six weeks out, it's full-time campaign mode, folks. And I think we start seeing less getting done, not more. Whew, doesn't that scare the bejesus out of you? All right, a quick break for the top of the hour. Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. Of course, we are going to visit with Mike Mulholland with the AFSCME Local 207. Talk about the threats being made against labor in Detroit. You're going to want to stay with us. We have a compelling show today. And we appreciate you being here. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll take the break, and First Shift will continue after this.
TN10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch. Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. Getting word of an accident 94 westbound at Metro Parkway. Looks like two of the left lanes are blocked. We're already backed up from before North River Road. Number of vehicles involved in this, so looks like as traffic squeezes by in the right lane, it's going to probably get slower before it gets better. 94 west at Metro Parkway.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is going to be rain throughout the day. Look for a high near 47. Tonight, rain, a low near 38. Tomorrow, though, sunny skies and 51. And on Thanksgiving Day, look for sunny skies and a high of 53. Right now, it's hazy and 36 at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Top story this hour.
This is a disaster for this country and an embarrassment if there ever was one.
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg on the Congressional Deficit Reduction Committee failing to get its job done. Critics say this is just another demonstration of how partisan politics is paralyzing Congress. Deficit cutting isn't the only thing that could die without a super committee deal in Congress. CNN's Andy Rose tells us a tax break that affects many Americans could end, too.
If nothing's done by the end of the year, payroll taxes will go up to their normal levels, and that will cost the average American nearly $1,000 a year. But several Republicans who are normally for tax breaks aren't interested this time. They say an extension would cost too much, especially since those payroll taxes go mostly to the big entitlement programs they want reformed.
Russia says the new sanctions against Iran announced by the U.S., Britain, and Canada are unacceptable and will hurt efforts to negotiate with Iran. The sanctions against Iran's oil industry are another effort to punish it for its nuclear program. New anti-government violence broke out in Cairo today. CNN's Ivan Watson reports protesters are furious with Egypt's military-led government.
These people show no signs of leaving. They're demanding that Egypt's ruling military council, which took over after protests forced the former president Hosni Mubarak out of power last February, they're demanding that the military council step back.
Protesters accuse the Egyptian military regime of trying to solidify its power rather than relinquish it in favor of a civilian government, as it promised. Authorities say three Americans were arrested for throwing Molotov cocktails during the demonstrations in Cairo. Now the trustee administering the bankruptcy of brokerage MF Global says more than $1 billion in customer money may be missing. This is nearly twice previous estimates. Federal authorities are deep into an investigation. And three astronauts have returned to Earth after nearly 6 months aboard the International Space Station. Their spacecraft landed early this morning, U.S. time, in Kazakhstan. This is CNN Radio.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your motor club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call, because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Many on Wall Street refer to last decade as the lost decade because U.S. markets finished it at levels below where they started it. But the first decade of the new millennium also was lost in a much broader sense. The Commerce Department reports that from 2000 to 2010, U.S.-based multinational companies added 1.5 million jobs in Asia. They added 478,000 jobs in Latin America. During the same 10 years, those same companies cut their U.S. payrolls by 864,000 jobs. One of the big stock movers today could be Hewlett-Packard after the company reported a 91% drop in third-quarter earnings and announced a get-back-to-basics plan. No more acquisitions of big companies, which helped define HP over the past several years. Investors around the world think there are bargains to be had after markets took it on the chin for several days. Most Asian markets advanced today. European indexes rising as much as 0.5%. S&P futures positive by 6 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Attention. Attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-517-6933. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-517-6933. 1-800-517-6933.
Hello?
You camping outside that appliance store? In the cold?
Anything for Black Friday deals.
Well, consider this your wake-up call.
Wake up early for Sears Black Friday event from 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Save 30 to 50% off appliance door buster items featured in our ad. 30% off Kenmore Elite, plus an extra 5% off with your Sears card.
Thanks for the tip.
Here's another. Traffic's picking up. You want to take the interstate.
Think you know where to go on Black Friday? Think again. Sears, number one in appliances. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Limited quantities while supplies last. Offers valid 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. 11/25/2011.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Give me 30 seconds because I've got some financial information that could make a big difference in your life. Mortgage interest rates are the lowest we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, and MLS number 3030.
6 to 9 on
It's the same
10.
Each time with progress. First they ignore you.
Then they say you're mad.
Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Absolutely. Welcome indeed. As we continue on this holiday week, it is Tuesday morning. I hope that everybody is enjoying their morning as we, of course, slip quietly into a Thanksgiving holiday. A little later on in this hour, we'll, of course, be touching base with Occupy Detroit as they're cleaning up camp and moving indoors. We'll find out what their plan is moving forward. It's a movement that's growing, and we're glad to be a part of that. We'll also talk a little bit later on in this hour about the Republicans giving up their insane and asinine idea that they could turn the tables on Democrats and force a bunch of them into recall elections. They let that go yesterday. We'll explain to you, at least in my opinion, why that happened, and a whole lot more. But before we go any further, as many of you know, one of the things that I have certainly been advocating on this program for months now is that the city of Detroit certainly needs to do something, but they cannot and should not try to do it on the backs of organized labor. The mayor and the city council, as of yesterday, clearly says that without union concessions, they cannot save the city. But why, folks, and this is the question we need to ask ourselves, why is it that they always place organized labor in the middle of solving this problem when, A, organized labor didn't start the problem, and, B, forcing cuts upon them or asking them to renegotiate their collective bargaining agreements doesn't get them any closer to a solution? We also have to ask ourselves the question, what about the revenue side of the equation? Nobody seems to ask that question, as well as when will the mayor and the city council start cutting their salaries and staff? Well, joining us now to help us work through some of this is Michael Mulholland. Michael is the Secretary-Treasurer of AFSCME Local 207. He was first elected by its membership in 2000 and has worked in operations at the wastewater treatment plant for 28 years. He is also a member of the Coalition to Defend Affirmative Action, Integration, Immigration Rights, and Fight for Equality by Any Means Necessary, or BAM, who's been on this show many times in the past. Michael represents over 1,000 maintenance and operations workers in the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department, and he joins us this morning on First Shift. Michael, thank you so much for giving of your time this morning.
Good morning.
Well, obviously, you heard my introduction. You obviously know where I stand on the issue, so certainly we share a vision for what this shouldn't be, and I would hope can't be, but at the same time, you're also hearing the same dialogue I am, especially from the mayor and city council. Michael, do you believe that forcing labor back to the table and renegotiating the collective bargaining agreement really solves their problem?
I don't think that solves it in the least. We have been giving concessions since I hired in 1983. That was the first concessions. We didn't give concessions in 86 because we went on strike. The next year, fearing a strike, we got raises in each year of the contract and no more concessions. Since then, there's been no strike, and every contract since then, there's been concessions. We had concessions forced on us in the end of 2010. They were the historically the worst concessions of all the many that we've had, and in 6 months later, in May, he demanded more concessions and that the unions open up the contract that he had just imposed on us. We refused to open up the contracts, and so 6 months after that, or actually less, he decided to come with an increased amount of concessions that he wants. And a lot of that, the papers have been putting out stuff that's inaccurate. It's much worse than they pretend, and because they want to push those concessions on us.
Well, isn't it fair to say, I mean, based on what we know, and I'm going to assume, Michael Mulholland, you know a whole lot more than I do, but isn't it fair to say that the situation that the city in Detroit is in right now, and obviously something that's been festering for years, is I'm not even placing it on Mayor Bing. I'm not even going to place it on Mayor Kilpatrick. We can go back as far as we need to go back, but they've known for, I'm going to suggest, at least a decade and a half, that they had to do something, and they failed to lead to this point.
That's true. There's a failure of leadership all the way around, and it doesn't stop in Detroit. Really, there has been a concerted effort to cut resources to urban, particularly minority urban areas, as well as to poorer rural districts, and just basically say to us, you're on your own. Well, they didn't say that to Europe after World War II, and there was a Marshall Plan to rebuild Europe, but apparently there's no Marshall Plan to rebuild Cleveland, Detroit, Oakland, and or rural districts, you know, where I grew up in northern Michigan, where I didn't have a certified English teacher for the 4 years I was in high school. So these are things that have a long history, but have accelerated to the point where now the marketplace is all you get, and if with that particularly bald capitalist attitude that, you know, if you haven't got any bootstraps, you're still required to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. This city is always going to be broke the way things are going. If we don't have a tax base, and we don't have a tax base because we don't have jobs, and unless the federal government can rebuild the cities and make them a place that people want to live in, like they do in the rest of the world, then I don't see how Detroit is supposed to straighten up its books and still provide services to people. And that's the bottom line, is every time there's a layoff, now it's a service cut.
Well, you know, and that brings up, of course, something I also said in my introduction, which is the revenue side of the equation. No dialogue. And Michael Mulholland, if I were you folks at Ask Me 207 or any of the other unions that are represented within the city of Detroit, and I continue to hear nothing with regard to the revenue side of the equation. And although the city council yesterday says, well, what we need to do is we need to increase the income tax, both resident and non-resident. You know, the mayor had talked about a 0.5% increase in the corporate tax. That's still not enough. It still isn't a complete, revenue side of the equation. And I don't know why they refuse to have that conversation, Michael. I just don't get it.
Well, because rich people fund their campaigns and tell them what to do on both sides of the aisle. There's no reason to believe that they're going to bite the hand that feeds them. And but the problem really is not taxes, but who's paying taxes. As you look at the share of corporate tax and the tax on the rich shrinks every year from 1949 until now to the point where almost all the taxes now are paid by working class and middle class people, where the people at the top are paying hardly any taxes. Bank of America paid no taxes last year. Without addressing that situation, you cannot address the situation of the 99%.
Yeah, there's no question that that's true. You know, Michael, I got to tell you, and I just because I the research that I've done tells me that any further cuts to any of the union contracts that are currently in place would mean some of your members would actually qualify for a bridge card. Is that true?
Absolutely. Our bottom line in our local, people hire in at $10.50 an hour. So you can figure out what that means. And the other thing is all these lies propagated about what Bing has asked us to do in the city council. The 10%, the so-called 10% more that we're supposed to pay for our health care, that's just a blatant lie. I've figured it out. It's about a 400% increase in what we pay. Right now, I pay about $50 every 2 weeks for my health care. It'll increase to $150. The deductibles, the co-pays, and the co-insurance will all take big leaps. So for them to just keep repeating this because it helps to sell it is despicable. I mean, I thought they were supposed to be the purveyors of truth.
Well, has the mayor, Michael, at any level reached out to you and said, we need to sit down and work through this?
Yeah, with a baseball bat.
That's what I thought. No, I mean, you know, and I think it's important that this conversation is critical to have. And I think that the people of not only Michigan or not only Detroit, but Southeast Michigan and the state of Michigan itself deserve the truth. And the truth is organized labor continues to be the backbone of this city. They provide the essential services. As we had a guy call the show the other day that was a 30-year employee of the city of Detroit, a union member that loves his job, loves his city, and would do anything for it. But for God's sake, Michael, he needs a little help, and he'd like everybody to leave him alone for a little while.
It'd be just nice if, for one contract, we didn't have to get into the question of not only what do increases do we got. We haven't had that for 20 years. The question is always, what are they going to take from us?
That's just amazing. 20 years.
20 years of concessions, and they continue to act like every time they demand these concessions, the news and the TV treat it as if it never happened. We've never given any concessions, and we're just raking the taxpayers over the coals.
Well,
and
I hope
that's not true.
Now, Michael Mulholland, I hope that those people that have called this show and that post on our Facebook page that say this is all about the collective bargaining agreement and it's all about what labor's taken away from the city, I hope they're listening to this right now, because we just told them the truth. And the truth is, this city is suffering because of lack of leadership, no courage, poor management, and a chicken you know what attitude about taking care of its citizens. Michael, we're here for you. If you need anything, please reach out to us.
Absolutely. And thanks very much for the opportunity to get a little bit of the truth.
Oh, we'll be back. I promise you, we will be back on this issue. Michael Mulholland with AFSCME Local 207. If that doesn't get your you know what going? Sweet God. All right, we got to take the break here. We'll come back and comment more on this. I'm Tony Truppiano. Stay with us. This is First Shift.
Hey everybody, this is State Representative Harvey Santana, the 10th District, here live on the Tony Truppiano Show. I just want to wish everyone out there a happy holiday season. Happy holidays. Be safe. Be with your family. I love you.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes that bad accident at 94 westbound at Metro Parkway. The two left lanes are blocked. We're already backed up from before 21 Mile Road for those heading west on 94. Also 96, the Jeffries westbound at Telegraph, an accident there blocking the two left lanes.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include rain all day today. Our high, though, near 47. Tonight, we'll see more of that rain, a low near 38. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 51. And on Thursday, look for sunny skies and a high near 53. Right now, still kind of overcast at the airport, 36 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
It's the Toys R Us After Thanksgiving sale with over 150 doorbusters. And we're your first stop when doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night. Plus bonus doorbusters 5 a.m. Friday. Hurry in for our lowest prices ever. Like 50% off hot toys from top brands like Barbie, Crayola, LeapFrog, Fastlane, and more. Get huge savings earlier than ever before. Doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thursday night. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Local store hours may vary. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or toysrus.com for details.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
This Black Friday, why lug it around when you can lay it all away at Kmart? That's right. Kmart offers layaway on the hottest shopping day of the year. So you can lock in the season's hottest prices, leave it with us, and pay it off a little at a time. Not every store can say that. And Kmart layaway is the one that lets you shop thousands of items across dozens of departments, including apparel, toys, sporting goods, and electronics. This Black Friday, when it comes to shopping smart, there's layaway, and there's Kmart layaway. Requires down and bi-weekly payments. All fees non-refundable. Cancellation fees apply. Not available at all Kmart stores. Exclusions apply. Please look for further details.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, we'll get back to some reflections of our interview with Michael Mulholland here in just a minute, but I want to remind you, if you'll be so kind as to write this number down, we have found a way for you to explore, safely explore, and at your own pace, the idea of organizing your own workplace. That's right. You, too, can have a union in your workplace. If you just call this number, 1-800-321-6406, that's 1-800-321-6406, you can be as anonymous as you want to be. Start the process of taking your workplace from where it is to where it should be. And this isn't just about the monetary advantages to having a union in the workplace, but stop and think about where the city of Detroit workers would be right now without a union. I'm telling you, the advantages of having a union are far beyond just how much you make every week. It has to do with everything from your benefits to safety in the workplace, and I'm telling you the exponential benefits far outweigh any negatives you might perceive are out there, because frankly, there aren't any really. But to get started can be daunting, especially if you are one person and it's only one thought. Maybe you've talked to some other people at work and you'd like to move it closer to reality. The number's out there. 1-800-321-6406. Ask any question you would like to ask. Seriously, there's no such thing as a stupid question. If you don't know the answer, get it. 800-321-6406. Give yourself a gift. I'm talking about a gift that keeps on giving. A union representation would be just that. All right. Our interview with Michael Mulholland was just eye-opening for me. 20 years. They have been taking concessions for 20 years. Now, Jeff, how many times during the course of this show have we had somebody call, and how many times on Facebook have somebody posted, well, this is because of legacy costs, it's because of union demands, blah, 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 blah. And I don't know about you, but I didn't know they had taken 20 years worth of concessions. I did not know that.
Me either.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And for the mayor to turn around and the city council to turn around and say, well, the only way this works is if the union takes more concessions. I mean, how far can you bend before you break?
So every time they need money, it's, well, gotta get it from the unions.
But, all right,
and yet
so,
we've never heard about the city council taking a hit.
No. Or the mayor's office. Now, let's take it one step further. What did he tell us? The average employee that's coming into the city of Detroit is making $10.50 an hour. $10.50 an hour. And they want them to take a 10% pay cut? Plus, they want them to pay 10% more of their health care. How does this make any sense? So it's okay to work for the city of Detroit as long as I can get my welfare benefits. And they wonder why, you know, the welfare system was broken. This is why. 888-552-3595. For those of you that unfairly criticize unions, I hope that you had a chance to listen to that last segment. Maybe the most important segment we've done on this show since we've been on since May. This is a 28, almost the 30-year employee of the city of Detroit. Elected by his membership, over 1,000 people to represent them. Who is standing up, that's showing up every day. You know, again, I haven't said it in a while, so I'm going to say it today. It's not enough to show up anymore. Now you need to stand up. Michael Mulholland is this guy that stands up. We need to have their back. I don't know how we do that, but folks, if you've got a suggestion, I'm open to that answer. 888-552-3595. Let's go to the phones and welcome Kevin in Melvindale. Kevin, thanks for calling First Shift this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, Tony. And I echo your sentiments in terms of your discussion in terms of union and union membership, the importance of it. You know, I'm a union member. I'm a federal employee. And I'm going to be honest, you know, I couldn't imagine what my workplace would be like without the union, the protections that the union provides us in the workplace. You know, there's a lot of things that the union does in terms of making the workplace, you know, a better place for employees. You know, right now we're in a season in this country where unions have been, victimized and continue to be put in a bad light, you know. Just like now, we had the discussion yesterday about the city of Detroit. And let's be honest, these people in leadership and politicians are absolutely lazy. Because why is it every time you need to make cuts, it's always going after the employees? You know, we deal with the same thing, you know, as federal employees. One of the first things that happened with us was, you know, they freeze the cost of living. They freeze pay increases for the next 2 years. And, you know, if you're talking about deficit reduction, look, you're not going to get to where you need to get off the backs of federal employees. That money that you're talking about is so small that it's not going to make a dent in the deficit.
You are 100%. You are 100% correct there, Kevin. There's no question what you've just said is true. And thank you for your call, by the way. And this goes back to the question of revenue. Concessions is not revenue. It's not. You need a revenue stream. And if you're not as a city, as the city founders, as the city leaders, as the mentors, if you're not creating an atmosphere in which people want to invest in your community, then that's your failure. That's not the failure of your workforce. Oh, my God. I mean, why is this so hard for people to understand? 888-552-3595. Frank in Macomb joins us now. Frank, happy Thanksgiving to you. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Tony. Thanks for having me on. Listen, you know, there's two points I'd like to make, the first of which is that I work for a city. I don't want to name the city.
That's fine.
But, you know, with these budget crises that you hear, you know, everyone likes to say that, you know, we're sapping tax dollars it's not really earning something because it comes from people's, you know, home values and this and that, and we're wasting this money. Point is that when I get my paycheck, I'd say a good 90% of it goes right back into the so-called private sector. I mean, it gets right back put in there. So,
of course it does. Frank, I'm assuming that you're shopping in your community. I'm assuming that you're assuming that, you know, the money you make goes back into the community you live in.
Correct. And, you know, that point rarely gets made. And the other thing is that people talk about that somehow public employees have exorbitant wages and that we're far overpaid. And that's not the truth. I think what the budget crisis has shown, people like to think that it shines a light on a problem with the private sector, the public sector paying too much. I think it's more telling about what the private sector pays their employees. And that needs to be brought, you know, to more attention to that.
Absolutely.
They're underpaid.
You're right, Frank. Thank you so much. We just have to get to the break. He's 100% right. I think that this fight has shown us how little the public sector is paid. Dollar's what I need. Absolutely. Let's take a break here. We're open lines 888-552-3595. First shift continues on 1310 WDTW.
What I need, and if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me?
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. 94 westbound at Metro Parkway. Very serious accident with a lot of vehicles involved through there. Traffic is pretty much stopped in the area because of the accident in Metro Parkway blocking the two right lanes. Everybody's squeezing by in the right lane, but we've got police, fire, everybody on the scene. I-96, the Jefferies westbound at Telegraph. An earlier accident there blocking the two left lanes. Really slowing down the drive as you're coming from Southfield. Also, earlier problem, M-10 northbound at Claremont. That accident trying to clear from the right side.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include rain all day today. Our high, though, near 47. Tonight we'll see more of that rain, a low near 38. Tomorrow mostly sunny and 51. And on Thursday, look for sunny skies and a high near 53. Right now still kind of overcast at the airport, 36 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to Wind, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. With the Congressional Super Committee deadline looming, their work appears to have broken down, with Republicans demanding deep cuts while not agreeing to raise any more revenue from wealthy Americans and corporations. The AFL-CIO is urging Democrats on that committee to stand firm against cutting billions of dollars in Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid benefits. A solid majority of Americans oppose cuts to those programs and want the rich taxed more to help pay for them.
There is no reason on God's green earth that 15 million people can't be back to work this January if we made a decision as a nation that that was our top priority.
SEIU President Mary Kay Henry says Americans know in our bones that something is very wrong. long when many millions of people can't find jobs, while the richest 1% grow ever richer. Henry was arrested in a civil disobedience act recently at the Brooklyn Bridge protesting the corporate domination of America and lack of any real agenda for the common good.
People believe that that level of sacrifice and dedication is required in this moment to get our elected officials and CEOs to understand that we need to get back to work in the millions, and that we are capable of a nation as making that happen.
The UAW puts its auto transplant factory organizing campaign into gear and heads straight for the dealers of the targeted automakers. Jesse Russell reports.
The United Auto Workers are preparing to bring an effort to organize foreign automakers right to the doorstep of dealers. Organizing U.S. plants for overseas automakers has been one of the primary goals of UAW President Bob King. The union hasn't publicly stated who their first target will be or when the campaign will start. However, at a recent meeting, union leadership stressed that the campaigns at the dealerships would not be pickets. Two of the main targets could be Toyota or Volkswagen. Both of those companies have seen large increases to their U.S. workforce over the last few years. When wages and benefits are calculated, Volkswagen employees make roughly half of the average earned by their counterparts at U.S. automakers.
The Teamsters have scored a big organizing win in Florida. A majority of the nearly 20,000 correctional, probation, and parole officers with the Florida Department of Corrections recently voted to join the Teamsters. Teamsters President Jim Hoffa, who recently won re-election for another term in office, welcomed the Florida Corrections officers to the 1.4 million member Teamsters Union. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. This newscast was made possible in part by the National Education Association and by AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And first shift, first shift, first shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for punching in on this early Tuesday morning as we get ready to ramp our way up to the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Our first shift poll question of the day is, are you going to the Thanksgiving Day parade in Detroit? To this point, we've had quite a few people ring in, and no one's going yet. No one's going, but I'm sure that there will be a million or so people down there. Just nobody in our audience yet, or actually nobody on Facebook for that matter. We, of course, have placed a lot of concentration this morning on the union movement, more specifically the city of Detroit and organized labor within the city. If you missed our interview with Michael Mulholland, it'll be up on the podcast page soon. You deserve to hear that interview because it is filled with truth. And you're not getting this information in the mainstream media. You're not getting it in the newspapers. You're not getting it on television. You're only getting it on First Shift. This isn't about me. It's about the guest. It's about the truth. And Michael Mulholland told the truth. 20 years worth of concessions. And yet the mayor and the city council still continues to point its finger at organized labor and say, you are the problem. It's just sad and it's sick and it's wrong. We need to rise up from this. We do. We need to, you know, our first word this morning was opportunity. There's an opportunity in this. Let's find it. Let's find it. We're open lines until 7:50, so feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. As many of you know, there was a concerted effort by the Michigan GOP to spearhead a campaign to go after a select member select members of the Michigan Democratic Party that was currently serving in the state legislature. They dropped that challenge yesterday. All of the people that potentially were being recalled can now breathe a sigh of relief as the Michigan Republican Party has dropped their efforts to recall the Democratic members of the state legislature. Now, I'll read to you, I'll share with you that the Michigan GOP says, well, you know, listen, it's just one of those things. The governor really wasn't behind it. You know, he's made it clear where he stands on recalls. It's just one of those things that it just wasn't going to work out the way we wanted it to. But, hey, if, you know, we connected with a lot of people, they said, and, you know, we were able to, you know, get geared up. The truth is the deadline for signatures is tomorrow. Actually, it's Thursday. which is a holiday, so it probably would have been Friday. The bottom line is they didn't have enough signatures. They were having a very difficult time gathering signatures, and so they just, and that's fine. Listen, it's okay to fail. You don't have to admit it, but it's what you did. The Republicans failed to do what the Democrats actually did, which was get somebody on the ballot, Paul Scott, who, by the way, was defeated. Oh, I don't care how close it was, he was still defeated, especially considering that the Republicans spent 6 to 10 times more in that race than the Democrats did. More importantly, the Michigan Education Association. But it's clear to me that the Republicans failed in this effort to recall 6 state legislators on the Democratic side of the aisle, and that's good news. It's good news for them. It's a good news for resources. It's a good news. It's good news. It's a win. It's a win is what it is. At the end of the day, it's a win. And I'm proud of the people that stood up to this. But interestingly, they just couldn't garner the signatures that they needed. There's nothing easy about a recall. And not the Republicans didn't know this, but here's the difference. The Republicans were doing this in an organized manner from the party level down, where the Democrats did it from the grassroots level up. And they had more success with the grassroots campaign than they ever had, the Democrats had with the grassroots campaign than the Republicans had trying to pay their way into this. They were paying big bucks, up to $20, $25 an hour for people to go out and gather signatures. Pretty interesting, isn't it? So anyway, we've got actually somebody that wants to come on and comment on this, so we'll go to the phones. I'll remind you our toll-free number, again, 888-552-3595. Is that a Marit in Detroit? All right, Marit, welcome to First Shift. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks, how are you? I would just say that, you know, most of the Democrats were real good for the community. They said the United States, it just seemed like they've been under attack in 2010. A lot of good ones lost because they've been attacking Obama. So no matter how good their record was, it was just a campaign just to get rid of them. Let Obamacare go through.
Well, you know, again, Marit, by the way, we've got a bad connection, so we're going to let you go. But I've got the essence of, I think, what you're trying to say there. Yes, there has been a concerted effort by Republicans to make any Democrat look bad. They certainly want this president to look as bad as they can possibly make him look. Do they want the Affordable Care Act to go forward? They absolutely do not. Why? Well, I don't know why. I mean, the truth is, I don't know why you would have a problem with covering more Americans than ever before, that you would be opposed to more people having access to health care, a record number of people having access to health care than ever in the history of this country. Why are you opposed to that? I don't know. And they don't have the courage to do it. And they keep on giving the same tired answer. The free market decides who gets access to health care. Really? If you're sick and you're dying and you're broke, free market's going to tell you how you're going to access your health care? I don't think so. It doesn't really work that way. So I understand your point, Marit. I truly do. We just have to keep fighting the good fight. You know, this whole idea with these recalls, this unsuccessful, you know, Republican-sponsored, Republican-funded recall effort against Democrats that failed, good news. Good, you know, even Republicans on the street didn't fall for it. Maybe at the organized level they fell for it, but not rank-and-file Republicans on the street. They weren't signing the petitions. That's the bottom line. They wouldn't have given this up if they were actually gathering signatures, and they weren't. Not to the level they needed to go forward with this. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm fine with it. 888-552-3595. Yeah, it just blows my mind. It really, I mean, I find it so interesting that the Republicans with all their money. See, you can't buy, and that's another point. You know, you can't buy success in politics. Sometimes you can, but this is one of those situations where you couldn't. You know, you can't always buy what you want in politics. You know, the people do have some say as to what happens, and recall efforts are one of them. I'm telling you, there are a lot of communities, I look at somebody like Lisa Brown. No one in her community wants her. The Republicans don't want her gone. She's one of the best legislators we have. And so why do you target people that you had no chance of getting out to begin with? It makes no sense. I don't know who makes these decisions. All right, polling numbers are out. Listen, I know it's a year out of the election. I'm the one that says that polls this far out don't matter, but they are entertaining at some level, and so we'll go with that part of it. If the election were to be held today in Michigan only, Mitt Romney would beat Barack Obama if the election were to be held today. If Newt Gingrich were the candidate, Barack Obama wins. Wins pretty handily. So, they, you know, the Republicans have a mess on their hands. Quinnipiac poll out this morning. Number one, Newt Gingrich, 26%. Number two, Mitt Romney at 22%. Number three, Herman Cain at 14%. Number four, Rick Perry at 6%. They still can't figure out who they want their nominee to be. Now, in Iowa, the similar results in the national poll, they don't know who they want. The Republicans don't know who they want their candidate to be. I mean, that's all on them. They haven't clearly identified themselves for who they are. Maybe they have. Actually, maybe that's the better point to be made here. Maybe they have defined themselves for who they are, and the American people, especially the Republicans who are going to vote for them, just don't get it. They just don't get it. They don't understand it. I've never seen such a sad state of Republican affairs in my life. I mean, they don't have a legitimate candidate. Not that these folks aren't smart. They're smart. You know, Mitt Romney's not stupid. You don't listen, folks, you don't make millions upon millions of dollars in your lifetime by being stupid. You don't. Newt Gingrich is a very smart man. It's just his philosophy, his ideology is so antithetical to everything I believe in. You know, this is the guy that tells the 99% to go get a job and take a bath and go get a job. But he's the same guy that on her deathbed, when his wife was dying, went to her and said, "I'm cheating on you and I want a divorce." On her deathbed he did this. How do you take that guy seriously? You know, as an ideologue, as a philosopher, yeah, I mean, he's a smart guy. That doesn't mean I agree with him or like him. Herman Cain, not ready for prime time. That's obviously clear. Rick Perry, not ready for prime time. That's obviously clear. The others don't matter. You can't really talk about Michelle Bachmann or Rick Santorum or Ron Paul or John Huntsman because no one's paying attention to them. Although I still find it fascinating, and I'll never get this. I think that Ron Paul, outside of Mitt Romney, I think Ron Paul is raising more money than all of the other candidates combined outside of Mitt Romney, and I find that fascinating. The Ron Paul robot people just love this dude, just absolutely love him. And he's a whack job, but they love him. They absolutely do. All right, we'll take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to occupy Detroit. Or vice versa. We're going to let them occupy us. Sharon McEvely, when we continue here on First Shift, I am Tony Truppiano. We are going to take a break here on 1310. WDTW, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cindy Estrada, just wishing everyone happy holidays, all the listeners out there at First Shift on the Tony Truppiano Show.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me is Professor Gordon Lafer.
One of the problems with one of the versions of Right to Work that somebody is talking about introducing in Michigan, which would be aimed strictly at teachers and the school system. There has never been a Right to Work law like that because it makes no economic sense. You're not going to attract companies into out of state by attacking teachers. But what you will do is put Michigan at a competitive disadvantage in recruiting and retaining the highest quality teachers. If you say, well, we're going to cut down, you know, union bargaining power and wages and benefits for Michigan teachers, any teacher who has a choice who's deciding are they going to go to Michigan or a neighboring state is going to have an incentive to go elsewhere. So at a time when the state is trying to have a strong education system, I mean, both for all kinds of reasons, including being able to compete for these higher skilled jobs, to put in a law that says we're going to undermine the quality of teachers we can attract seems backwards economically.
First Shift with Tony
Tribbiani on 1310. WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Tribbiani page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani on Facebook, and also follow us
at Tony Tribbiani on Twitter.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Tribbiani. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Glad to be with you. Just a couple more days from Turkey Day, and looking forward to that, as I know all of us are. Chris Mihalakis will be here just after 8 o'clock. We have a lot of stuff to cover today as well. But as we do every day at 7:50, so as we do every day at this time, we invite back Occupy Detroit, who's in actually a huge transition, so it's a good day to talk to them. And Shannon McEvely joins us this morning to talk about that transition. Shannon, welcome back to First Shift.
Thank you so much, Tony. I hope your listeners aren't getting tired of me. I know I've been on quite a lot lately.
Nah, we love our Shannon. We really do. No question about that. Well, listen, it's a big day yesterday. Very peacefully, I'll point out. The permit to occupy was over. You folks have started to pack up camp and clean up that area and move on to move inside. There's a building. So well, let's talk about the transition yesterday a little bit, Shannon.
Sure. So yesterday, our permit was up at midnight, I believe. So yesterday was the day that the park was cleaned. We got out all the tents. We got out all of the supplies. I believe as of maybe 1:30 last night, there was still some hay and wooden pallets. But those, I guess, people are coming in the morning to take care of those. So right now the park is almost back to the way it was. One of the things that we wanted to make sure was that we left the park in as good or better condition as we came, because the park belongs to, you know, the citizens of Detroit. It's not even the city's park. It's a taxpayer's park. So that's one thing that we always wanted to do. I think we did a good job on that. All of our supplies and everything went to a variety of places around Detroit until we get an organized headquarters going, which hopefully will happen in the next couple weeks. Once again, we're so lucky to have the support in the community that we do, and that we have places for everything. And I, for one, am really, really excited about kind of the next step that we're going to take as Occupy Detroit.
Well, let's talk about that. And I know that we don't know all of what's going to be happening, Shannon, but we do know some of it. I know that there's a building. In fact, somebody sent me a note this morning that there's a cleaning party at 10 o'clock this morning on a building you folks are moving into. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, the thing about that building is that it was offered to us as a warehouse, offered to us in Southwest Detroit. It needs a lot of work on it to be up to code. So the owner was, I think, hoping to do kind of a work for the building type situation.
Sure.
He wasn't asking for rent. But that's something that actually hasn't been worked out by the GA quite yet.
Okay.
So we're using that space as a temporary storage space. I believe the cleaning party today, sounds fun.
Hey.
The cleaning party today is because there's some kind of inspection, and we do have most of our supplies there still. So that's not going to be our headquarters, but the owner was nice enough to let us use it for now, and most of our stuff is there. So if there is an inspection, we do need to try and get it up as much as possible.
Well,
today.
And then that's important that if people have time this morning, tell me where the building is so that people that do have time this morning can come and lend a helping hand.
Sure. It's 5900 Michigan. It's at Michigan and Livernois.
Oh, okay. All right. Just on the corner there, 5900 yep. Michigan Avenue. We're going to actually take a quick phone call here, Shannon, so stay where you're at. Again, if you'd like to join us, folks, you're always welcome to do that. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Derek in St. Clair Shores. Derek, thanks for joining. You're on the air with Shannon. Derek, are you there?
Yes, how are you?
Good.
Yes, I just wanted to share with your viewers, the radio listeners, what a dynamic support that was given by the radio station to support the Occupy Thanksgiving event that just happened this past weekend. I'm from St. Clair Shores, Michigan, and I heard about it on your show and just came out just to see what was going on. And it was just a tremendous sharing at this event. I thought thousands of people came out, and they were just working together at just a powerful event. There was a karaoke player who actually heard about this event as well from your show. And so I just wanted to throw out a shout of support and acceleration that your show is touching people. The Occupy movement is really touching people, and it brings people together from all walks of life.
Well, Derek, that's a beautiful thought and a beautiful sentiment, and I want to thank you for your kind words and for sharing that. And may you have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving holiday, Derek.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Shannon, wasn't that nice?
That is very nice.
Absolutely. All right. So anyway, we've got the cleaning party today. With regard to the next step, though, Shannon, if you're going to have a general assembly, where do you think you folks are going to be meeting? Are you going to come back to the park for your meetings?
Yeah, things are going to stay in the park. All of the activities besides the camping that happened in the park are going to stay there, probably until we get completely pushed out by the weather. So there's a general assembly tonight at 6 o'clock. In Grand Circus Park on the west side, as usual, if it rains or there's some serious, serious weather, it'll probably be moved to Central United Methodist across the street.
Right.
But for right now, all of our main activities are going to continue being out of the park.
All right. And you know, one of the things that we haven't really talked about yet, Shannon, and that occurred to me early this morning, was if somebody wanted to get on a committee, how do they go about doing that?
Right. We have our website is occupy-detroit.us, and there's a message board that unfortunately isn't utilized as much as we would like sometimes, but what it does have on the website is contact information for all of the different working groups.
Oh, wonderful.
There should be an email. Yeah, there should be an email and a phone number for each point person for the main working groups. It hasn't been updated in a while, so voter registration and education, because it was just started this weekend, hasn't been put up yet, but hopefully in the next couple of days it should be completely up to date.
All right, so let's just quickly recap. The camp is broken down. You guys are in the process of getting it all cleaned up. In fact, I would assume that by this evening it will all be cleaned up, so we'll assume that's true. But the movement continues to grow. You have not quite yet decided where you're going to be moving it to, but that is in the works. So people just need to stay tuned to this show, and we will get them that information as we have it. If people want to continue to donate financially, they can, of course, do that at the website you just mentioned, which is occupy-detroit.us. Right at the top, it says donate. Click on that. It's all common sense from there. And if people want to get involved, as you just suggested, there's the forum there. So lots of ways to do it. Shannon, things have never looked better, actually.
I really don't think that they have. I personally am so excited about what is coming up for us. I'm so excited, I have to say it, to maybe be out of the cold for a little while.
Fair enough.
I'm very excited to not be in a tent. I'm very excited to have the energy and the focus, to concentrate on the really important things that we should be doing.
All right, we got to take a break for the top of the hour. Shannon, thanks so much. Who knows? Maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow, but we got to get out of here. We'll be back after this. I'm Tony Truppiano.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. That earlier accident, 94 West at Metro Parkway, the accident has cleared, but the backup still going on coming in from 23 Mile Road trying to get past Metro Parkway. 96, the Jeffries westbound at Telegraph, that earlier accident still trying to clear from the left side. We're seeing some pretty big delays there, too. 75 northbound at Dix Toledo, a number of vehicles involved in an accident moved off to the shoulder, but, attracting a lot of attention.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include rain all day today. Our high, though, near 47. Tonight, we'll see more of that rain, a low near 38. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 51. And on Thursday, look for sunny skies and a high near 53. Right now, still kind of overcast at the airport, 36 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Truppiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
National Super Committee coming up empty-handed on a deficit reduction deal. CNN political analyst David Gergen calls it an utter failure.
You could have a lot of things start to unwind here, and people get hurt with loss of jobs. So this is, in my way of thinking, a reckless, irresponsible gamble on the part of Congress.
A new CNN ORC poll in the Republican presidential race now shows Newt Gingrich sharing the lead with Mitt Romney. CNN's Paul Steinhauser tells us it comes as another CNN debate takes place tonight.
A whole new ball game. It keeps changing in this battle for the GOP nomination race. It may change again. These debates have been extremely influential. All eyes on tonight's contest.
New violence broke out between protesters and police near Cairo's main square today. The protesters demanding the immediate resignation of the military leadership running the country. At least 24 people are reported dead in 4 days of violence there. 3 Americans are reported under arrest in the protests. They're accused of throwing Molotov cocktails. Former Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns says the military government in Egypt has made some big mistakes.
It's certainly the most serious crisis in Egypt since the fall of Mubarak. The military is losing control of the streets, and they're losing the credibility with the people of Egypt because they've used excessive force and live ammunition against protesters.
An armed active-duty Air Force member surrendered last night after barricading himself inside a building at Shriver Air Force Base in Colorado Springs. The unidentified 21-year-old gunman gave up peacefully after hours of negotiations. The former head of the American International Group is suing the U.S. government for $25 billion. Hank Greenberg claims officials should have bailed out AIG instead of taking it over. The suit accuses the government of trampling shareholder and property rights. 7 crew members are missing after their South Korean cargo ship sank in the South China Sea. 14 people were rescued. This is the same ship that was hijacked by Somali pirates in 2008, and 8 sailors were held hostage for over a month. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
A 51-inch Samsung plasma TV for less than $500? My husband's gonna go nuts.
Member Carol Farabee on the Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
It's like they saw my list. One-of-a-kind toys, stocking stuffers under $10, maybe some nice jewelry for myself.
The excitement begins Friday at 5 a.m. and at samsclub.com Thanksgiving Day.
I'm taking my list and checking things done.
Receive a $20 gift card when you become a Plus member this weekend only. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks.
The world's biggest computer maker, which almost sold off its entire computer business this year, then changed its mind, is hitting the reset button. Hewlett-Packard, which admits freely that the past year has been tumultuous with personnel problems and bad business decisions, now says it has nowhere to go but up, although up not yet. The company reports a 91% drop in third quarter earnings and has cut back its earnings forecast. If you're one of those planning to head out for Black Friday shopping later this week, you might want to know where the free stuff is. Retailers are doing more than in past years to attract you, and that includes Old Navy. The store will hand out free digital cameras to early customers who buy at least $40 worth of stuff. Sears is giving some early shoppers Thomas Kinkade Christmas ornaments. And Abercrombie & Fitch is going to feature shirtless male greeters in its stores. S&P futures right now gaining 2 points. NASDAQ futures down 6. Dow futures rising 3. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Attention. Attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-517-6933. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-517-6933. 1-800-517-6933.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
A 51-inch Samsung plasma TV for less than $500? My husband's gonna go nuts.
Member Carol Farabee on the Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
It's like they saw my list. One-of-a-kind toys, stocking stuffers under $10, maybe some nice jewelry for myself.
The excitement begins Friday at 5 a.m. and at samsclub.com Thanksgiving Day.
I'm taking my list and checking things done.
Receive a $20 gift card when you become a Plus member this weekend only. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
Oh, can you ever be completely ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano? I don't know that I'm completely ready on a day-to-day basis. And if you can see the mess I have in front of me right now, you'd know I'm not really ready. But I know what I know. I can tell you that for sure. Good morning, everybody. A little time for open lines a little bit later on in the hour. Still want to go back to last hour with Michael Mulholland from Ask Me Local 207, and the reality check that we got, 20 years of concessions, 20 consecutive years of concessions, and yet there are people out there that are boldly lying about really what organized labor has had to do or is the responsibility in the fight for the middle class in the city of Detroit. It's just crazy. The truth is that way sometimes. In the meantime, it is Tuesday. That means one thing. The intro, please, gentlemen.
Joining Tony in studio,
as he always does at this time,
the legislative and political director of the United Food and Commercial Workers of Michigan,
Chris Milakis.
And he is back in studio. Great to have you again this week. Chris, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Tony.
You got a busy weekend planned or just a nice family kind of thing?
I'll be honest. I can't remember the last weekend when I had no events to go to.
And we had this conversation the last time you were here.
Yeah, and 4 days of just like family and relaxing, like I don't even know what I'm going to do with myself.
You see, now you've said that publicly. The people, the people that you know are listening to this and they're going, dot, dot, dot.
So yeah, I'm sure someone will find out.
If you call me later and say, I should have never said that, I'll understand why. I will definitely understand why. Well, anyway, I hope that you truly do have 4 days of yourself. I know how hard you do work. You spend a lot of time traveling the state. In fact, you'll be heading to Lansing later on today. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But we did want to talk a little bit about Black Friday. You actually, in your earlier life, worked in retail. I believe it was with Borders,
yep.
The now defunct.
Yes.
And so you know a little bit what it's like to do that. You're, of course, familiar with the online at change.org. There was a guy by the name of Anthony Hardwick, from a Target employee from Nebraska, that said enough's enough. You know, let us have our family time. We don't mind working on Black Friday, but do you really need us to come in at midnight? And I've been watching those commercials, which just infuriate me. They delivered the 180,000 signatures yesterday to no avail. They're still going to be opening at midnight on Friday. Technically, it's Friday morning, so we'll go with that. But your thoughts on Black Friday and retail kind of forcing families apart?
Well, first of all, I just want to encourage your listeners out there, if you do go shopping on Black Friday, please be courteous to your staff in those stores. It was the most miserable day of the year, and it was funny. Our management would always insist that the reason why it's called Black Friday is because that was the day they would be profitable for the rest of the year. That was the day they became in the black. Of course, as retail workers, we all knew better. It was the most miserable, exhausting, excruciating day, and none of us wanted to be there. We're all happy to be working, obviously, but, you know, people just get really testy and really impatient. And so I would encourage your listeners, be patient, be polite, or, you know, do yourself a favor and stay home with the family. And like we do, we have a Black Friday, you know, post-Thanksgiving party at my parents' house every year. So
okay.
So that's what I'll be doing on Black Friday, which I'm definitely looking forward to. But, you know, what these Target workers did was just awesome. I hope there's some listening. I know I have some family that works at Target. And, you know, Target and Walmart, just as we were sitting here talking, a Walmart commercial came on TV to announce that they're opening 10 o'clock Thursday night. You know, they're...
they had to beat them by 2 hours.
Right, right. And you know, what this does, you know, what a lot of these retailers do is they create this culture of consumerism, and it really takes away from the holiday spirit. And it really hurts workers in these stores who, you know... Geez, like, don't they deserve some time to spend with their families and some time to be with their family and friends on the holidays? I mean, I really give these guys credit, these workers at Target, for taking the initiative and going through this process. And again, I would encourage your listeners, like, let's respect the wishes of the Target workers and let's give them a hand by not showing up till, you know, 6 a.m, heaven forbid. And even if that means paying, you know, $5 more for a DVD player, you know, I think it's a small price to pay to show some solidarity for workers who shouldn't have to be there, that late at night. And, you know, another thing I want to mention too, Tony, is, I would encourage everyone that signed this petition at Target, you've signed the petition, now take the next step
and
sign
that.
Oh. Well, I was going to say, sign that union authorization card.
There you go.
You know, one thing, when you work with a unionized employer, these are part of the working conditions that we negotiate for. You know, Meijer, for example, is a 24/7 store, but they're closed on Christmas because of their union contract. Kroger, they don't close, or they're closed on Thanksgiving and Black Friday. They have normal holiday or normal hours. So they're not opening, you know, per contract requirement. They're not going to open late night, you know, Thursday night. They're not going to disrupt our members' time with their families because they have a union that said, you know, enough's enough. Let's be reasonable here.
Right.
Even on Christmas Eve, they close at 6 o'clock. or sometimes 4 o'clock, depending on the store. But the contract, restricts how late they can be open on Christmas Eve, and the stores are closed on Christmas Day. And again, it's to encourage our members, to spend some time with their families and to not, you know, have to work on an important family day.
You know, again, we had this conversation yesterday. We had some calls on it. And of course, there's been an ongoing conversation on the Facebook page now for probably, gosh, the better part of a week was since this first came out. One guy posted yesterday, you know, listen, it's as simple as just not showing up tomorrow. I mean, the best way to protest is just not to give them what they want. I don't, again, the reality of that is there are, unfortunately, I don't care who you are, this isn't all Republicans out on Black Friday. A lot of good Democrats will be out there at midnight. You know, and it's, for whatever reason, a lot of people find it, there's the thrill of it, or just because you can't do it, so like there's that taboo to it. Whatever the reason is, the bottom line is, you know, this is, again, going back, and I don't know, you and I are actually 20 years apart in age. When I was a kid, Chris, you had to get gas on the day before Thanksgiving because nothing was open on Thanksgiving, and you had to do that as well on Christmas. If you didn't have everything you needed by 3 or 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve, dude, you didn't have it for Christmas. It was just over. It's not that way anymore.
And, you know, it'd be nice, you know, I would love to tell the workers at Target, don't show up. But,
you can't
because they don't have a union contract. They don't have just cause. And you know, even with just cause, that might not be a thing to defend. But you know, what I would say to those workers is, you know, you've collected signatures. You've delivered those signatures. But those signatures mean nothing if you don't have a contractual guarantee from the company, and that's what we in the union offer and provide is we will give you that guarantee and negotiate on your behalf, and not just, you know, symbolically show where the workers' attitudes are. So,
well, again, unfortunately, it's not going to work out the way this Anthony Hardwick in Nebraska wanted it to work out, but we do want to give him a lot of credit for taking a stand. You know, the interesting thing is he actually has two jobs, both of them retail, and that Target had given him Black Friday off to work his other retail job. The difference was he was going to work at normal time, which was 7 o'clock in the morning. So he did this truly out of the kindness of his own heart because it wasn't really affecting him personally. You know, some people actually criticized him for that, where I thought, oh, wait a minute, what are you criticizing the guy for? It doesn't even affect him, yet he's willing to stand up and take it, you know. And, you know, to my knowledge, he didn't lose his job. To my knowledge, he wasn't harassed by management, which, again, ultimately is a good thing. And maybe this is exactly what they needed to get some of these employees off the fence on whether or not they want a union, because part of their collective bargaining agreement would have solved this problem on Thanksgiving night or Friday or Black Friday morning.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, I wish him the best. And you're right, Tony. He really did do a brave thing. And, you know, I can only imagine what would have happened when I worked at Borders if we would have tried something like that. I'm assuming and I'm hoping that his local management is just appreciative of the fact that someone's sticking up for them as well, because I'm sure management doesn't want to be there at midnight either.
No, I mean, you know, that decision's made at the corporate level. It's not made at the store level. You know, that's the other thing. And, you know, going back to what you started this conversation off with, or pretty much started off with, you know, I know what's going to happen tomorrow. Everybody's got those super deals on those select amount of items, the 10 or 12 items, that chances are, even if you get there right when they open, it's not, that item's not going to be available to you. You're going to have to get the rain check. You're going to have to come back. Don't take that out on the store clerk. Don't take that out on the cashier. It's not their fault.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Saving, you know, $20 on a DVD player, or you know $50 on an Xbox, or whatever these deals are going to be, you know, $50 on a flat screen, to me is a small price to pay, or is a, you know, it's a very small discount when you consider what you got to go through. Camping overnight, missing the holiday, you know, missing
the line. Jeff said he did it 1 year. Jeff, if you want to join us, feel free. But Jeff actually went 1 year onto Black Friday, and he can't fathom why he did it.
Well, Jeff, I hope you treated those clerks well and were understanding to them. And I hope you did it at a union store like Meijer.
He's MIA. I'm not hearing from him, so we're just going to let him go. Let's take a quick break here. Chris Mihalakis, again, my guest. When we come back, workers' comp, all the rage? Well, not necessarily. And, of course, today in Lansing, yes, there's a rally at noon, as one of our callers early this morning told us, but at 2 o'clock there's a hearing. What happens may depend on whether or not you pick up the phone. We'll talk about that and much more. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
Congressman Hanson Clark, wishing you and your family a great holiday season.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update. Earlier accidents that have cleared are still giving us slow going, like 94 West near Metro Parkway. The accident's gone. The backup's still going on. If you're on 75 northbound near Dix Toledo, that earlier accident off to the shoulder, clearing, still slow going there. If you're on the Reuther westbound coming in near 75, but also near M10, it's been pretty slow in pockets.
This holiday season, light every door with select energy-efficient holiday LED light strings and save $3 instantly at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain today. Our high near 47. Tonight, more rain. A low near 38. Tomorrow, sunny and 51. And on Thanksgiving Day, we'll see the sun and a high near 53. Right now, still hazy and 40 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Love your Pandora bracelet.
Oh, thanks.
He went to Jared.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared.
One day only. While supplies last, visit Jared for a Pandora Limited Edition 2011 Midnight Heart Charm. Available Friday, November 25th. See store for details.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
At most stores, holiday shopping is hard. Staples makes it easy to find great gifts like the latest e-readers from Kindle and Nook to laptops and tablets, and all at great prices. Easy shopping, easy savings. Staples, that was easy.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up? Diggity dog.
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born
striving for greatness.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
Welcome back. I guess I should pay attention to what we're doing here. Welcome back to First Shift. Chris Mialakis, the legislative and political director with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, is with us, as he is every Tuesday morning. Chris, you're off to Lansing today. Workers' comp reform. You know, again, it's I'd posted this. I'd done a blog post on this not long ago, and I said this is a non-problem, a fix in search of a problem, because there's no problem. So we're trying to fix something that's not broken, correct, unless I understand it wrong.
Nope, you understand it perfectly correct. And, you know, I was listening a few weeks ago, and you had Carlos Swift, the new president of the state AFL-CIO, on talking about this issue. And you know, it's such a big issue, and it's something that's going to affect so many workers here in Michigan. You know, I think it's important that we bring it up again. And what they want to do is House Bill 5002. There's been no real problems with workman's comp, but, you know, a lot of work, employers and the Chamber of Commerce, they're just looking for any excuse they can bring down the cost of their insurance that they pay into this comp fund. And, they're trying to reduce the amount of benefit that workers can collect. Now, the way I see it, you know, no one wants to be on workman's comp. It's not a reward. But it's something that when unfortunately there's an accident at the workplace and it leaves you unable to work, it's something that you're entitled to. I mean, it's part of your compensation as a worker. You know, it's something that every worker in the state is entitled to get at some point. And so the changes they want to make to it is they're creating what they call this virtual wage earning capacity. And regardless of your ability to work, and regardless of your work skills, they want to deduct the amount of wages that a magistrate thinks you could be making on a job site, regardless of whether or not those jobs are available. So if, you know, an electrician suffers a workplace accident and the magistrate thinks he can be a greeter at Walmart or Meijer, hopefully Meijer, you know, better you employer, then they would deduct those wages from their ability to collect comp, regardless of whether or not there's a job offer on the table.
Tell me what the origin of this is, because how this makes no sense. There's literally no logic in that thinking at all.
Not at all. I mean, you know, first of all, I remember a while back, Tony, you and I talked about how we could create more jobs in the economy about being more respectful of our leisure time and going back
absolutely
to a 40-hour work week.
Absolutely, yeah.
So here's another example of Republicans trying to increase unemployment by forcing these workers to work low-skill jobs that they may or may not even be qualified to do, that may or may not be available. You're only increasing the amount of unemployed people out there and increasing the amount of people looking for work. And so this is actually going to increase our unemployment and make it harder for those who, you know, are on unemployment now to seek jobs and to seek employment. But, you know, it's going to lower the insurance rates for some of these corporations by a few bucks a month. And so they got to take, you know, in order to save a couple bucks, they got to take it out on the rest of us.
Yeah, but
workers.
Historically, we have been under control. If I recall my stats, my conversation with AFL-CIO President Carlos Swift, the unemployment workers' comp rates have gone down 12 of the last 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
It is completely insufficiently funded for the foreseeable future.
Correct.
Again, this is a fix in search of a problem.
Right. Yeah, and you know, it's not just about this virtual wage earning capacity. If they think that you've spent enough time on comp and it's time to start collecting your pension, the government can force you to start collecting your pension, even though, you know, pension funds tend to be more generous than comp funds. And also, you may not be old enough to collect Social Security. So even if you're not at the Social Security retirement age and you're still collecting disability, they may force you to take that pension, or they may deduct the amount that you would collect from your pension from your comp benefits. The craziest thing about this, too, is I remember when we were trying to pass a health care bill in Congress. Republicans from all over the country, especially including Michigan, were saying, oh, you know, there's, you know, they were talking about death panels and the government is going to decide who your doctor is going to be. You know, they're making all these things up. Well, in this bill, they explicitly say the government will choose your doctor, who's going to perform these procedures that you need for the first 45 days of your injury. They originally wanted 90 days. So for the first 3 months, so if you're injured on the work site, you can't go to your doctor who can refer you to a physician that your doctor or a surgeon that your doctor trusts. The government, specifically these magistrates and the employer, I'm sorry, not the government, the employer is going to dictate who's going to treat you. And I don't know if you've ever been in those industrial clinics where
no, but I know it's horrible.
They are, I mean, how some of those doctors can still be licensed to practice medicine is beyond me. You know, I would deal with this all the time when I used to represent the workers in our packing houses. You know, we would have people that would be injured on the job, and what an industrial doctor would tell them versus their own personal physician, the medical advice they would give and the treatment that they would recommend were just night and day. And so when the employer gets to decide who's going to perform these procedures on you and who's going to treat you just after an injury, you know, I thought the Republicans were supposed to be the party of personal freedom and liberty, and now they want to tell you, you know, who your doctor can be when you're hurt in hopes of getting you some sort of cheaper care and care that's going to be looking out for their best interests and not yours.
Yeah, right. All right, today in Lansing, this is why you're headed up there.
Right.
What's going on?
So today they're taking testimony on this bill, House Bill 5002. The testimony is going to be in the Capitol on the fourth floor, rooms 402 and 403, and the testimony is going to be at noon. And I talked to Chairman Jansen, who's chair of this committee, and who, you know, UFCW has a decent relationship with. I mean, for a Republican, we can talk, reach out to him on a few different issues here and there. And he assured me he just wants to let testimony go as long as it needs to go. So I would encourage people, if you have stories, if you want to share them with the Senate, try and get up there at noon, but it's going to go, I would say, at least a couple of hours. They originally scheduled this for 2, but it looks like they pushed it back to noon. And who knows, this could go, you know, for 4 or 5 hours. So hopefully, you know, everyone who wants to speak will get a chance to.
Well, that would be great. I know that quite a few people have reached out to me on this, that we've had a guy the last two mornings, early morning guy, union job. He's just very concerned about what's going to happen. And apparently there's a rally up there as well, so if you're headed up there, because there's a little conflict on time, noon's the key anyway, so it's noon anyway. No matter what's going to happen, be there by noon, and that's that. Anything else?
Yeah, the most important thing, call your senator. Write this number down, 517-373-2400. That's the Senate switchboard. Call and look up your senator. If you don't know who it is, they can look it up for you. And tell your senator to vote no on House Bill 5002.
Chris, thanks so much. We'll visit again next week.
Thank you, Tony.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, brother. Great to see you. Open lines on the other side. Give us a call. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. This is First Shift. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back right after we take this quick break.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes a problem along M10 Northwestern, the ramp near Losser. Looks like we had an earlier car fire trying to get that cleared. Drivers are finding some lanes blocked through that area, so you're just going to see a little bit of a slowdown. Fortunately, traffic is a little lighter than normal. If you're heading out 94 west at Metro Parkway, that traffic finally trying to get back to normal for those heading west on 94, again trying to get past Metro Parkway.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain today. Our high near 47 tonight. More rain, a low near 38. Tomorrow, sunny and 51. And on Thanksgiving Day, we'll see the sun and a high near 53. Right now, still hazy and 40 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? and that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week. A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
This holiday season, how about having an Earth dinner? Not that you'd eat Earth, but that you and others would gather around the table to celebrate the bounty of our good green Earth. This is not just another meal, but a festive opportunity to have friends and family revel in the culture of food. Most of us don't realize that our dinner tells many stories, embodying our personal histories, family memories, music, art, and other connections besides our tummies. To help reawaken those cultural links in a way that can be tasty, touching, and fun, the folks at Organic Valley Family of Farms have come up with the novel idea of Earth Dinners. The concept simply involves throwing some sort of dinner party at which food is not merely consumed, but also is the focus of table talk, reminiscing, singing, laughing, game playing, and whatever else you can dream up. It can be a potluck dinner, a buffet, a five-course gourmet meal, a backyard barbecue, whatever suits you. The key is to know something about the food being served, where it came from, the history of some of its ingredients, songs written about it, and so on. The goal is to get everyone connecting in some personal or cultural way to the dinner as it progresses. Ask guests to tell about their very first food memory or to recall any family member who was a farmer or a jolly cook. Invite people of diverse backgrounds and all ages. Ask a farm family to join you or a cheesemaker or others involved in producing food. Then, eat, talk, enjoy. This is Jim Hightower saying, to help you get started, Organic Valley's website offers a sort of Earth Dinner Starter Kit. It includes tips on everything from menus to party favors, as well as providing reports on successful dinners that others have put together. Check it out at www.earthdinner.org. That's earthdinner.org. And have a good time.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Recently on First Shift.
Alan West, who's a congressman from Florida, gets his information from, what can we say, interesting sources? This is what he had to say on national television.
In the movie G.I. Jane, Demi Moore was waterboarded, and we do use that in military training.
G.I. Jane. He references G.I. Jane? Really?
Well, I think that the military needs to develop lightsabers because in the movie Star Wars, they proved to be pretty useful.
With Tony Trivia on 1310 WDTW.
Tea Party Guy, by the way.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back 35 minutes after the hour. Tony Trupiano back with you. We're going to be open lines to the top of the hour, so pick up the phone, anything on your mind. You know, we'd like to, and I'd like to actually start doing it now, and we can carry it into tomorrow. It's easy enough to do. What are you thankful for? It's something that I've always done on Thanksgiving throughout my radio career. Try not to be a smartass about it, but if you'd like to give us a call, tell us what you're thankful for. Maybe a shout-out to somebody in your life that you know is either listening, or you can redirect them to the podcast after the show so they can hear what you have to say. But if you are thankful for something or someone, a situation even, you know, this is the time to do it. And we're going to certainly do it as we work through our way throughout the show tomorrow. But since we have time in this half hour, feel free to give us a call and let us know what you're thankful for. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. This can be quite traditional. That's fine. I think that Radford's going to fight me on the holiday portion of this, because I think that you think, Radford, just because you put those holiday rejoins together that we're done, it's not that simple, my friend. It's not.
No.
We've got to have a whole holiday feel to the show. We need...
Yeah, wait till after Thanksgiving when Christmas music should be played.
No, sweet God.
Not before Thanksgiving. You know, not after Halloween.
Okay. All right. I just, you know, what day is it?
What
day is it?
The 22nd.
All right. Now, did I say that you had to start it tomorrow?
No.
No. And then when I asked you earlier, hey, you got the holiday bumps? No.
You know, what did I do this morning?
That's this morning. You've known,
and all day yesterday.
And you've known for weeks that we were going to be best of those 2 days. I'm not going to go there with you.
All day.
You've known for weeks that we were going to be going best of those 2 days, so.
I can't imagine. Normally when we do best of, though, it's like 1 day, so I knew how to do 1 day.
You know, I want to say this again, because, you know, we don't have this covered. I don't think we have it covered. Well, we do if it would be tomorrow. But what would happen if I woke up one morning and for whatever reason I couldn't come in? What would you do?
Call Chris Mialakis.
And what happens when he wouldn't answer the phone?
I don't know.
I've warned you.
Anthony would put together a show.
Yeah, good luck getting his ass out of bed if I'm not there.
This is about time he goes to bed, isn't it?
No, usually when we get home, he goes to bed and then he gets up about dinner time. And I'm not exaggerating. But not today. Not today. I'm not allowing it today. So the big news today, and I'm being very public about this for a reason, because I need to force myself into success. We'll just see how well I do. Failure is not an option. I will say that. Today I'm quitting smoking. After the show, I am going to a hypnotist. After interviewing a couple of them, I feel terribly confident. I said terribly confident, not unconfident. About the one that I did choose. I'm not going to give her name out. That's not fair because in case this doesn't work out. But it will. It will. I've got a good attitude about this. So I'm going to a hypnotist to quit smoking. After doing my research, that told me what I needed to know. At least what I believe I needed to know. I believe in the process. I know that it can be done. I know millions of people have quit before me. I know I have to quit. I know I want to quit. That doesn't mean that I didn't have anxiety over it this morning, because I did. Like a child, I get up this morning. And, you know, and I'll admit my weakness up front. I will. I woke up this morning, and I was already pouting, just getting out of bed going, I'm going to quit smoking today. Oh, my God. Well, you know, it's a vile, disgusting addiction. And perhaps only smokers, and not all of them, but perhaps only smokers understand this, as much as it's vile and disgusting, for whatever reason, we love it. But I don't love it, and I don't want to be a smoker anymore. So I am hoping and praying that this is the answer to my prayers, because I want to be a non-smoker. You know, I quit once for about 6 months, and it went fine. Although it was very difficult, it went fine. But I did it with that prescription Chantix, which I had a lot of side effects to. I mean, a lot of side effects to that. So I didn't want to put myself through that again, which is why I decided to go the hypnotism, it's actually hypnotherapy, direction, as opposed to acupuncture, which is still an option. I guess I can still do that as an option. Any people that have had success quitting, and how have you quit? 888-552-3595. If you've had success quitting, and how you quit, might as well throw that out there and see what kind of response, although this is usually one of those things that people would prefer to be anonymous on, I've found over the years. So send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, tony@thetonyshow.org. But I'm going, 11:30 this morning. I will walk in after I talked to the hypnotherapist. She said, you will definitely walk out a non-smoker. So I'm going to go with her confident her confidence in doing this, and off we go. I know ultimately my family will be quite happy. I know that there's all kinds of, you know, financial benefits to quitting smoking, but this is really, I'm really doing this. This is for my health. And at some level, folks, it's actually for you. And I'll explain that at some other time. I'm not going to get into that now, but I'm, you know, it's, I know it's a struggle. I know it's not going to be easy. I know I'm going to have my moments. But I know ultimately it's worth the sacrifice, and it's not really a sacrifice, is it? Absolutely not. In fact, I'm sacrificing my body by smoking, and I get that. I mean, logically, there's nothing about this that's hard at all. The logical part of this is quite simple. You just say to yourself the truth. You know, it's bad for your health. It does this. It does that. It stinks. And all of those things that intuitively just make sense. And then there's that one little part of your brain that goes, but I like it. And again, if you're not a smoker, you're never going to get that. You know, and listen, I know plenty of people that have quit smoking and done it easily, and plenty of people that have quit smoking and it was really hard, and then there are plenty of people that are in the middle. I just know that this is what is right for me. I've been asked this question now a million times. Why on a Tuesday, the week before, you know, the week of Thanksgiving, why are you choosing that? It's just when I need to do it. I'm not one of those people that starts a diet on the first of the year. I'm just, you know, some ideas are just, it's when you have to, it's just do it. You make a choice to do it, you just do it. Could I have waited till Monday? Well, of course I could have waited till Monday. But it just made more sense to me to just get this out of the way. And, you know, is the holiday going to be a challenge? Absolutely not, because and I'm going to be around people that are supportive and caring and loving, and that matters. I mean, that does matter. The support, I know, is critical. I'm sure I'm going to have my moments. Now, part of the challenge, as I'm rambling on here, but part of the challenge is, although I am very busy during the day, I work alone. And so, you know, that will be a little bit of a challenge. But, you know, again, it's not like I'm going to have cigarettes sitting around the office. I'm not. There won't be any there. And I'll let my, hope my procrastination and laziness kicks in, because, you know, the idea of having to actually get up and go buy some will, you know, discourage me to some degree. But failure is not an option. It's just not an option. And I refuse to fail. I refuse to fail. And, Jeff, I'm going to go back to my little Kevin Smith quote that says, if it's your will, it's not tough.
Pretty inspirational.
It is. To me, I don't know what it was about that, but it just jumped out at me when he said, if it's your will, it's not really that tough. And it is my will. It is my will to be a non-smoker. So I'm going to go with that. That and prayer. And the support of this wonderful audience. I know I'm taking a risk of doing this publicly, but I don't care. 888-552-3595. Let's go to my friend Doris in Flint. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my dear Doris. How are you today?
I'm fine. I just heard you say you were quitting, and I wanted to say how wonderful. Now, I don't want you to be worried about whether you end up doing it forever or whether, you know, you don't. That's not the point. Nobody ever makes any progress without trying. But I wanted to say I'm in the medical field, and that I lost my mother to cigarettes. I lost my brother-in-law, and I have sick relatives. And a lot of people don't realize how terribly addictive it is. People in my network of family and friends who've quit heroin, who can't quit smoking, who quit cocaine, who can't quit smoking, and that actually the deaths is like 300 times as many in smoking than all the illegal drugs combined, although you wouldn't know that from the SWAT team. But I tell people, you know, just pretend that somebody you love could be your kid, because everybody loves their kids. And they'd say, I don't know if I can. And I'd say, just let me ask you, if the big brother was watching you and said to you, and it was true, that if you picked up another cigarette, he would see you. And this isn't scary, I'm just making an example. They'd drop that little one and boil it in front of your eyes. Would you pick up another cigarette? And before I finish my sentence, they say no. And I say, you just told me that you have the capacity. And they'll say, well, not if I was going to have that happen to me. And I say, no, you have the capacity or you couldn't do it. And they say, you're right. And so when they're ready, they're ready. And you would turn away. And just, you know, when they muster up what they already have there. So anyway, I congratulate you and good luck on that.
Well, thank you. I'm hoping that the hypnosis will be that little bit of edge that I need to get me through this withdrawal phase. Because I know that that's difficult, Doris. There's no question the withdrawal phase is difficult. And so I'm hoping the hypnosis gets me through that. I think if I can get through that, I'm going to be okay.
And were you a teenager?
Was I a teenage smoker? Yeah, I absolutely was.
It's like 95%+, and that's the target. If we actually get them not to start, that's our miracle. But anyway, good luck with that.
Thank you, Doris.
Thank
you, and have a beautiful Thanksgiving yourself. I do appreciate the call. We're going to take a quick break here. If you'd like to join us, feel free. Again, what are you thankful for? If you want to comment on this new path I'm beginning as of 11:30 this morning, which is to quit smoking, give us a call on that or anything else that's on your mind. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. We're not quite done, so don't punch out yet. Give us a few more minutes. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Chris Mihalakis from the United Food and Commercial Workers, wishing you happy holidays.
Recently on First Shift.
So joining me now is the new president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, Carla Swift.
There's a lot of work to be done, and there's a great opportunity to come together and work on turning things around in Michigan. And the AFL is the centerpiece of the movement for standing up for working men and women and protecting the middle class and fighting for good jobs with fair pay and benefits.
First Shift with Tony Trippiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Recently on First Shift,
Tom Shadyac, the writer and director of an amazing documentary titled I Am.
A key part of my journey was making this movie. Now, I had already started shifting. I had begun to wake up to principles that shocked me. I had no idea the way things work, the way we work, the way reality works. And understanding that I was using far too many resources and that I was potentially a part of the problem and not a part of the solution, not as much a part of the solution as I certainly wanted to be.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. We're getting ready to wrap things up here on this Tuesday program. You know, it's going to be a short week for all of us, of course, with the things, well, for most of us anyway, with the Thanksgiving Day holiday. I hope that you all have wonderful plans. Again, if you'd like to call, let us know what you're thankful for. Certainly we're going to make some time for that tomorrow, but thought we'd start a little early today. And as if you're just joining us, as I've mentioned today, I am going to a hypnotherapist to help me, aid me in my quest to quit smoking, which is something I've wanted to do for a long time. We're going to go to the phones, so feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Anthony in Southfield to First Shift. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Anthony, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Anthony, what's on your mind today?
Okay, very, very quickly, I do hypnotherapy. I've been doing it for 37 years. You will become a non-smoker. You will not have any withdrawal pains or symptoms. Hypnosis is nothing more than total relaxation, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Then it goes, all the thoughts go directly to your subconscious mind. So I have had help, literally hundreds of people quit smoking, and they should make you a recording that you need to listen to every day so you will have no type of relapse under any circumstances, but you will quit. just no two ways about it.
Well, that's wonderful, and they did mention that there will be a recording that I will be able to take with me. Anthony, just so you know the process that I'm going in, I've got it's a session and a half today, if you will. And then I've got another session next week, and then it's a woman I'm going to. She said if I need a third session, that's also available to me. But everything's recorded. I'm given a copy of that. So I'm hopeful, Anthony. If you don't mind, go ahead.
Yeah. To be blatantly honest with you, you need to go one time and simply listen to the recording every day. I suggest to people to listen 21 days in a row, since that's the length of time that it takes to change a habit, develop a habit, or whatever the case may be. You only need one session. I've been doing this for 37 years. I actually started off in New York City with the world's most renowned hypnotherapist at that time. Her name was Lynn Gordon, and I actually studied hypnotherapy under her for 6 years. One session is enough, and if you listen to the recording every day, you could save your money. I'm not trying to cut out any cash, anything.
Yeah, no.
Not necessary.
Yeah, no. What she's charging me includes the second visit and a third if necessary. And she said very few people use the third one.
Right.
But that's all included in the initial price, so there's no additional charge for that.
I understand.
You know, again, Anthony, I've been a smoker a lot of years, so there's naturally some anxiety that goes along with that. But I got to tell you, I feel so much better after this call that now I'm kind of anxious to get there.
Well, the longer you've been a smoker, the easier it is for you to quit. And the shorter length of time that you smoke, the harder it is for you to quit. So you will be a non-smoker after today, guaranteed.
God bless you. Hey, Anthony, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your phone number. If I have any problems, do you mind if I give you a call?
Absolutely. You can call me, you know, and you can use it for other things also, you know, reading, spelling. You can pretty much accomplish anything under hypnosis.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Somebody will get your phone number, and if I need you, brother, I'm going to reach out to you. But thank you for that call. Let's go to Lee in Pontiac now. And my brother Lee, a happy Thanksgiving to you, Lee. I hope that you're well, my friend.
Hi, Tony. Thank you. Smoking isn't that difficult. I smoked for almost 30 years. I quit on 9 a.m. I had my cup of coffee. I just decided this is the last cigarette I'm going to have. And I think I saved about $70,000.
No, there's a lot of truth to that, Lee. There's no question.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get my son to quit. I got him a great big box of Shantex, and he's a reluctant to take it.
It's not an easy drug to deal with, Lee. There's some of the side effects are pretty brutal.
Oh, that's what he's saying. Now, I hadn't heard of hypnotherapy, but I'm going to look on the online machine. That's what Rachel Maddow calls it.
Right.
Calls computers. And look up hypnotherapy. Maybe they're not very expensive.
It's the same as hypnosis, and it's not terribly expensive at all, Lee. In fact, especially if you get the result, which is to be smoke-free, it's not expensive at all.
Right. So, I mean, he's got to quit smoking. He has a job. It's a very good job. It's an outdoor construction work, building swimming pools, and he has to have his breath.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Lee, I appreciate the call and the encouragement, and I hope that you have a great Thanksgiving day.
So good luck when you quit. After 18 and a half years, you'll have saved probably about 70 grand.
I'll take it. God only knows what I'll do with it, but I'll take it. Lee, thank you so much. I really do appreciate the call. Folks, again, we're open lines at the top. What a blessing this has been. All of you have really been great, all the calls that we've had to this point. What amazing, especially that call from Anthony, what an amazing call. And now I'm excited to go. Yes, of course, there's going to be some anxiety. I'm human, folks. We're all human, but it's something that I've done for so long that I really do want to let go of. There's not a single part of me that wants to be a smoker, yet I like smoking. I know it makes no sense. But it is what it is. Okay, quick announcement, and then we'll get ready to wrap things up. Want to remind you that there's a legal symposium on December 1st. It's on the impact of the emergency manager law on the Detroit public schools and the city of Detroit. Join keynote speaker Detroit native son Chukwe La Mumba. See? Thank you. Bomani, I got it right, buddy. Chukwe Lumumba. And other special invited guests include lawyers and lawmakers who challenged the EM law and lawyers from the American Civil Liberties Union, the National Conference of Black Lawyers, and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees at Sacred Heart Church Activities Building. And that is located at 3452 Rivard off I-75 and Mac, right there in the Eastern Market area, from 6 to 8 p.m. on December 1st. For more information, call 313-244-9909. Again, 313-244-9909. Let's take one more call before we get out of here today, or not take one more call. Are we taking one more call or not, guys? Yes, no? All right, Chris is on, I think it was Beverly Hills.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead, Chris. You're on the air. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, you too. I just have a real quick question. If the price of oil is going up, why is the price of gas going down?
Well, that's a great question. I really don't know the answer to that one, because I saw oil at $102 a barrel on Friday. Yet the price of gas went down 8 cents in one day. So once again, Chris, they confound me. They confuse me. I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to throw that out to your audience and let them think about it over Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Have a nice Thanksgiving. God bless you. All right, Jeff and Anthony, thank you so much to an amazing audience. Wish me luck today. If off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update, our last look at the roads, and it's the best look at the roads since very early this morning. Some earlier accidents have cleared. We've had a number of issues involving 94 near Metro Parkway, also near M10 and Losser. Looks like hopefully those are clearing shortly, that everything can get back to normal. It's been kind of slow going in a couple spots considering we've had lighter than normal traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain today. Our high near 47. Tonight, more rain. A low near 38. Tomorrow, sunny and 51. And on Thanksgiving Day, we'll see the sun and a high near 53. Right now, still hazy and 40 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please.